Gamers Haven Actual Play.
Traveler, S.S. Clark. A brutal war raged between the Villani and the Third Imperium for decades. However, it has finally come to a close. Both sides having lost forces, each side sought to have the other pay for it, or at least that's what they believed if they were victorious. Luckily for the Third Imperium, they were on the winning side. In order for the Villani Empire to make reparations, they gave them one sector of their frontier space, and then promptly cut communications. Without a map or a vague idea of what's in the sector, the Imperium has set out to do it the old-fashioned way and send in the scouts. The SS Clark, a massive capital ship, has been launched to the sector to explore it. The Behemoth has two huge docking bays that house scout ships used in order to seek out these newly gained resources. Just because the Villani, however, turned over the territory, doesn't mean that they've told the people living in that sector that they've done so.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
And I rolled to survive.
Okay. Yes, now you roll to survive. It's right up there. By the way, I lost Ivan's character sheet, so he has to re-roll it.
So, Diplomat, you need an intelligence roll of 5+. Survive.
Is 6-1 or is that a 0?
6 is a 0.
Roll 2d6 and hope you get above 5.
You're going Diplomat with a 6 social skill?
6 intellect.
Intelligence.
Okay, I was like, really?
You easily survive.
Now do you roll to advance?
Now you roll your life event, which is over here.
So roll a 2d6. 6.
6.
You become deeply involved in politics.
How very appropriate. Okay. So, what do you guys want to do?
Well, we know they'll shoot at us if we get too close. So why don't we stealth and go scouting for the door? I have binoculars. These have been intense binoculars.
The infrared in the mountains?
Huh?
Infrared in the mountains?
Well, these have a variety of choices.
Okay, well.
They're very expensive ones.
You guys need to decide what to do.
I will sit where we are, pull out my binoculars, and see if I can see anything. I don't know if it'd be sensors or recon.
Recon at a minus 4.
I'm going to fail, because I effectively have a minus 7. I can roll double 6.
Won't see the same thing.
Hmm?
Does Diplomat won't see the same thing?
No. Well, Diplomat and Diplomacy, yes. But you're thinking Persuasion.
No, there's a Diplomat skill and a persuade skill.
Because they give Diplomat. Uh-huh. And over here it says your Diplomacy goes up.
Yeah, that's so Diplomat. That's Diplomat.
So I'm sitting there with my binoculars, scrolling through the different kinds.
Why do you have one in all of those?
Because I got deeply involved in the politics on your world.
That's an or, Ivan.
Oh.
Not an and.
Okay. So I go to my binoculars, sorting through all the kinds.
I look at our kind.
Do you remember what
I can't see anything.
Okay.
I got you here. That's all I can really remember. Last time I saw it was getting a supply shipment.
Do you remember where the supply shipment was in town?
It was years ago.
All right.
Could I get a pair of some D6s from someone? I guess I'll roll a recon, see if I can't spot
you. Yeah.
Did you advance?
No. Should I roll that next?
Yeah, that's what you roll next.
Small one.
I hang my binoculars.
Social, 7.
Yeah. Easily advance. So what that means is you also get another roll on the skills, and if you get anything at rank 1.
Okay. So you can pick any one of... You have an education of 8 above? 8 or above?
No.
Okay, you cannot roll on advanced education, so you can do personal development, service skills, or diplomat.
What is education? Is
That'd be your 12.
Oh.
I am educated.
Okay, you can roll on the advanced education table as well.
Which one do you want to roll?
I'm doing services.
Okay.
All right. I hand you my binoculars.
3. Comms. Yay.
I only have one job on this ship, and it's talking to the stupid computer.
All right, so it's a recon skill at a minus 4.
A recon skill at a minus 4, please.
So plus my intellect?
Yes.
So net of a minus 1.
Okay.
That repeat.
Yep.
Now you roll to survive.
First you pick a skill area, and that's what skill you get.
So roll twice on that. So say advanced?
Damn. Yes. That's basically what you did. That's why you got 2 advances in that.
All right, guys. None of us can see anything. So who wants to go scouting?
You guys have now been here for 20 minutes. In the mountains. It's cold.
I brought a blanket.
I know you did.
We did. I told her I brought my winter stuff, and then she's like, wait, don't we need to go back and get clothing?
I think.
Yes.
All right. So, guys.
Okay.
Any ideas?
We can look around some more.
Now you roll your life event.
No,
all right.
I've been to one.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's a third secretary now.
Okay.
So, this guy. I'm the third guy.
You're the third secretary, as opposed to the office coffee bitch.
So, Andre, I pull out a stick, shave one end of it, throw it in the air, whichever way the shaved end is pointing, I suggest we go that way.
Okay.
That is where I suggest we go.
The land pointing away from the mountain.
No. Land's pointing towards one of the mountains.
Yeah, we have established which mountain.
Yes, it is.
And is it pointing at that mountain?
Yeah.
See? Fate has dictated. We must go there.
I am involved at your mighty pathfinding skills.
I know. It's how I survived all these years.
This explains so much.
What?
Okay.
So yeah, I look about and find a spot where it looks like it's pointing to.
Okay.
All right, let's go to that tree.
Add to what?
Persuade.
That would be social.
That's 10, so that's 1.
So I make an eye point where it's going, and I start marking there. In a stealthy manner.
Okay.
I don't think I have stealth.
Neither do I. I have stealth 0.
I got 5.
Okay, so he's sneaking along in the snow. The guide is far better than he is.
See, Dex, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
8.
Then Jessica?
Oh, I'm moving with them?
It's up to you. Do you want to stay alone in the mountains with the Sons of Fenris?
Well, we're right next to the thingy.
Yes, you are right next to the thingy. Do you know how to pilot the thingy?
Yeah, well, we have to try to go find the door into the mountain.
Hey.
And that's what we're trying to do.
Advance.
Right. Mm-hmm.
6 and social?
You need a 7 and social.
So okay.
So I make it, I think. 10 is 1, right?
Yeah. You rolled a 4 and a 1.
No,
I got 6.
Yes, you've got a total of a 6.
Yeah, so it's actually 7.
No,
you rolled a 5 plus 1 is a 6.
So you failed to advance. No effect on you.
Yeah,
no doubt. You just don't get an extra skill.
I just don't become a second secretary.
Remember, you now have your third term, and that's where you had stopped. So.
Alright, so are you going to join us walking up the hill?
Alright, go ahead and give me your stuff.
I wasn't stoked.
Okay, so she's just like, screw this.
I'm not going to fail epically.
Yeah, you are. You will fail epically.
Yeah, that's what
if
I'm
you
saying.
Don't roll, you are doing worse than if you would have rolled. See me roll that 2 ones while marching? The worst you can do is trip and fall.
No.
The worst can pick you up.
The worst you can do is step on the hidden alarm.
I have faith that you won't roll 2 ones.
You survive.
Do it. Do it.
That's okay. I only have a minus 4 to it.
Do it then.
With no bonuses.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
7. You get a life event.
2.
Hey, yeah!
We're good.
Table, page 34.
He'll actually have a relationship or something, Andre.
Okay, now you roll 2d6.
I have a rival. This one really hated the intern.
No, it's a rival intern.
He's going to shove a force field generator in your pocket.
Yeah, Eureka. 12. 12. An unusual event. Roll something a d6. Weird.
Psionics.
Reroll that.
The unusual event or...
No, reroll the result. You cannot wind up being a psionic.
So roll again.
So roll the life.
No, just roll the unusual event.
Yeah, roll the unusual event again.
Two. Aliens! Gain life sciences, biology, and a contact among an alien race.
Okay, so you were picked up by aliens.
Did they probe you, Ivan?
I don't know.
Tell me they're doing animal probing, I'm interested.
Maybe I was throwing diplomatic things.
Okay.
Animal probing is how they...
Well, you guys have snuck along at this point, and you think you're at a new location. Give me recon checks.
So minus four?
No, now it's only minus two.
Minus three, so minus five. Recon is education or intelligence?
Okay.
Or what?
It's intelligence.
So I have a minus...
six.
How do you have a minus five?
I don't have the skill.
So that's minus three.
And then...
minus four.
No, it's minus three.
Okay, so minus three, then the minus two.
For intelligence. Oh, yes.
This is recon.
Okay, no, she's right. She got a seven. Because minus two for the net event. She was just thinking it was minus four altogether.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got less than that.
Okay.
Alec,
however, you actually get a faint glimpse of what you are pretty sure is it's cleverly blended in, but you're pretty sure that snow is going through a part of the mountain that shouldn't be going through.
Hologram? Okay. Alright, we're gonna head back over there. I point to the...
The stick did not lie!
The stick is pointing at this mountain.
I'll point out, your stick is pointing at the other side of the mountain.
I'll let you guys go first in case there's a gunner waiting for us there.
Yeah.
So, Andre, quick thing. Being encumbered, just being lightly encumbered, makes me exhausted after 10 minutes.
Yes.
And then is there anything after that?
If you still have it on for 10 minutes...
Eventually you pass out.
No, that's if you're heavily encumbered.
Yes, I think it moves to the next step up after another 10 minutes.
Okay, how do I do my string out?
Okay.
Alright, how many terms did you get?
Three.
Three?
And you got to rank two, so that means you get a total of four mustering out benefits. You can spend up to three of those on cash, but you must decide beforehand.
How do you get the bonuses to a must... Oh, that's from life events, right?
Events.
So roll 4d6.
4d6?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, I guess I'm never going to be wearing my head soon.
Not on planet.
And we're always on planet.
Are you sure it's 46?
Yes.
Because this goes up to...
I wouldn't say always.
Yes.
There was actually a battle on the spaceship earlier.
Yeah. Yes, but the only time that my head's... Oh, I'm fixing something. Okay, 4, 4, 4, 5.
What is 4?
Plus one social, or 50,000 credits. No, you have to choose beforehand which ones you're spending on the credits. Like you say, I have four mustering out benefits, I'm going to use two on credits, two on this.
No, you decide which one's which.
You.
Steven has it correct.
Okay, then I cheated.
No, because I sat down and helped you do your character.
Okay.
What one's social?
There were points where if it was a ship share, I transferred it over to credits.
Okay, well, then re-roll those, pick how many you want credits.
I don't want credits.
Oh, okay.
As Andre says, what's the point of the inventory? We'll do that later. Okay. I'm not going...
Okay, he got plus three social and a TAS membership.
Well, it'll be appropriate considering he's a prisoner, so he'll have no equipment.
What one's social? Is that my 12?
That's your
10.
So you have a 13 social now. Why are you with us?
Because we're rescuing him. And once we get him back to the capital ship, there's nowhere to put him.
They're not traveling back for his ass.
Isn't he like a duke or something now?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he gets...
I'm a third secretary.
what it means is he's working his way up the diplomat chain. And yes, he is like a duke or something like that. More like he's the son of someone important.
Oh, great.
Or he could be the third secretary of, like, the Department of Defense or something.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean he gets paid a lot. Huh?
A piece of paper.
It's not like he's a national hero that will...
Oh, another piece?
Yeah.
Grab one. Okay. Back to you, Frank. Four. By the way, the Varger feels feral and runs off into the... Winter Wonderland, stripping off his clothes, screaming, I'm free.
He wants to go mark his territory. Don't worry, it's normal.
Out of a composite notebook.
You know what? Honestly? Honestly? I'm not going to take anything you say seriously.
Guys.
The stick didn't lie!
The stick will also go through your flesh.
This one of these will be the noble.
Okay. That guy's dressed ostentatiously.
He's an officer.
Alright, we go up to the hologram.
You guys, once you guys have identified it, you easily phase through.
We don't have a computer hacking person anymore. Hopefully the doors aren't locked.
Well, as you guys walk through the hologram, you can see that this is kind of like a bay area where you park something like something small, like an air raft or something like that. Definitely not for the size of a ship. Two heavy blast doors, not some sort of, you know, like light flimsy things. We're talking blast doors. With a keypad directly on the right side. In addition, a pair of cameras. One has a red light, one has a green light.
I think it means it has candy.
I think you're lying. What do you think the green light means?
Go.
Is there like a computer panel up there or anything?
Go, nope. Like $200.
I said there's a keypad.
200 credits.
200 credits.
Alright, I walk over to the keypad.
Cover me.
Wait!
Which I assume is over here.
Mm-hmm. As I said, on the right side.
Okay. And I try to hack it.
Okay, give me a computer check. At a minus two.
I got an 8.
3 times is 30, right?
You take 4 points of electrical damage.
Ah!
As the security system does indeed trip, but you successfully open the panel.
I draw my weapon, by the way.
Okay. Watercolors, pencil, chalk, or acrylics?
Honestly, I would think it's charcoal.
It probably doesn't have much color to it anyway.
Wait, I'm out of bread. I can't erase this.
Don't mess up. Oh no! I forgot to draw a trigger! Ah! Alright. He has his shotgun out.
Cool.
No, he's not here right now.
I said cool.
He's not here right now. The child of Koo and Vool.
Ew! Oh god, ew! Half drow goblin? Is he a half goblin drow?
Depends on who's talking. Well, Steven, it does look. It kind of goes.
How does that work? They're both male.
At this point, they're both doing this.
Girl, opening.
I pull my head inside while it's open, see what I can see, and then pull my head back out when it's closed.
You see? A hallway that turns.
He must have had nothing going from right.
I got my walkie-talkie. Hey guys, I see a turning hallway.
Come Roger. In.
I will proceed. Cover my butt. Actually get the soldier up here. Have him go, I'll cover his butt.
How about this? Stop talking over a device that's broadcasting your communication to the entire... mountain.
It's just a walkie-talkie.
Do you know how walkie-talkies work?
Yeah, they send a radio wave from here to there. Oh, hey, guys!
And everywhere else. Within range.
Is that only on my channel? So I'll just change channels.
I'll change to this channel.
The walkie-talkie wave. We're 5 feet behind you. You don't need it.
Okay.
Dot-tweet. Dot-dot-dot-tweet. Ow.
All right, I pull out my pistol. You go ahead first.
Move quickly.
Okay, I enter the hallway.
Oh, by the way, the security system tripped, by the way.
Yeah, I caught that.
We assumed the electric jolt was probably...
I thought that was just me playing with the wires, but okay, sure.
I do the appropriately soldier thing and stop at every corner and peek around.
That's fine. There's the first corner and then you're going to stop there.
Okay.
As a bullet is going to try and hit your face.
Thanks, Steven.
That's why I sent you up first.
So this corner or this corner?
That corner.
Okay. Hey, put me about 5 feet back from him. I was covering his butt. Mm-hmm. I'm not humping it.
It's there.
That's good.
No, no, he's putting himself suitably far away so when I get shot, he can turn tail and run like a little bitch.
No, basically, I'm putting myself far enough away that when you get shot, I can't be seen.
Okay.
Run like a little bitch.
Long shot. Definitely not. All right. Basically, a bullet whizzes past you. As you see, can see that there are four Volani. Once again, they've got the sleek armor. Actually, no, I'm sorry. That was that style of Volani. This is actually the thick, bulky red armor that the Volani are known for. And then, so basically what you see four military personnel, not guard, not... These are four guys in combat armor with ACRs, and you can see a...
Great, more combat armor.
You can see a commander back here in what you think is probably cloth with a laser pistol. At this point, I do need initiatives.
Now, that's 2d6 plus dex modifier.
Yes.
Can I get a d6, Ivan?
You can come pillage Tyler's box.
Yeah, but there's some right here.
You're cold, okay? You've got snow, and it got under your fur, and it's touching it.
How did it get under her fur?
This is a blizzard.
Massive winds. And the snowballs didn't help either. Alright. Alec, what did you get on your massive, huge, throbbing initiative?
9.
Better than what I got.
Yes, I saw what you got. Okay. Steven?
9.
Jessica? 3.
3.
The scout goes on 8. The guards go on 5.
Oh god, he's still alive!
It's because we haven't shot at him yet.
No, that's the guard's reaction, why they're not going very fast.
Then the officer will go on 9.
Jessica, the reason you went so slow, you're like, oh god, they're shooting at him again. I'm good. I've got to get my med kit ready.
So you spend your surprise turn going, Band-Aid, Tylenol, super glue?
Alright.
No, it's duct tape. We could do this Left 4 Dead style.
Right. Well, the 9, you've got it.
You want to go first? I'm thinking you're throwing a smoke nade in there.
Wait,
does smoke nade block vision or just absorb the laser?
It just absorbs the laser.
Okay, never mind, they have bullets.
No, that's a chaff grenade or whatever.
It helps against the laser. Is he smoke? Laser
smoke provides cover and makes it harder to hit.
Well, I plan on laying on my belly and turning. Anyways, it's your turn.
Right, I'm debating on whether or not I should actually open fire at these guys.
They've already opened fire, dude. Military protocol, return fire. Duh! Plus they're Volani.
You're being shot.
We're not at war with the Volani anymore.
That's not what they think.
Plus, it's not like they're really human. They're Volani.
They did shoot at you first.
When we're breaking into their base.
This is officially our base. We own this planet. Any secret military things being held by the Volani are actually against the treaty.
For the Emperor!
For the Emperor of Man!
Oh, wait, wrong series.
What's military protocol in this situation?
They shoot you, you shoot them, and then you let the diplomat sort it out.
If any of them surrender, take them hostage.
Yeah. If they've opened fire on you, I mean...
Let's see. We're sorry that you got your ass whooped by our one soldier, but yes. He took out 4 of you before you took him down. I think we win.
Alright, Alec had shot and mightily missed, screaming at them to surrender to the Imperium of Man, or suffer consequences. Steven, what is your reaction?
I fall on my belly, poke my hand around, and take a shot.
Okay, so you're using Alec as cover guy.
Yes, well, mostly the corner, but Alec happened to be there as well.
Fucker.
We're watching the back.
11. Does that get past the cover and everything?
Mm-hmm.
By how much?
1.
Plus 5?
Yeah.
Yeah. people can have some really high skills in this game.
No, I'm just trying to figure out why the soldier is the worst shooter.
Because you have you're used to full skills.
On. You're used to shooting rockets. And honestly, you look at cover and say, what cover?
Alec, how many gun combat skills do you have? I have one. You can see how I put a lot of brains into
that one.
I'm sorry,
two of them are gun combat. The other two are heavy weapons.
Let's see.
Heavy weapons guy.
16.
Then you have melee and...
right.
Got right.
And that is laser.
Ooh. I have one because of my weapon.
Okay.
Spent time in Valiant, and I got air contact from it, and life science biology.
Okay, it is 16, but it is laser. They have reflector.
And I have a task
membership. They do not. And you have a task membership.
By the way, that will probably never come up in the scope of this game. All
right. Yeah. You said...
It's just my noble
16?
Character.
So he will take 4.
They have DR-12?
That's combat armor, Steven.
Gosh.
Why do you think I want some?
Well, I'd love to be able to wear my HEV suit, but... I can't. And combat armor is still too heavy for me.
Gravity's a bitch, huh? Gravity, it's always keeping you down.
I'd rather have it keeping me down than not be there at all.
Actually, I'd be better than 0. Anyways.
Alright.
It's just if I get shot, I go down.
The officer, he's calling out orders in Valani.
What's he saying?
You two, keep those suppressed. You two, attempt to move up around the corner.
They're about to move up. They're moving up.
And then he... Then he moves up and opens fire.
Who
well, not
shoot?
Him. Steve. You.
Steve, you?
Alec. The biggest target.
You're just so popular. I should love it.
Mm-hmm. Alright.
I have some stunnades if you want to throw some.
No.
The scout. He is crazy enough to do it.
You want to watch out
there with a shotgun?
No. Remember me. He runs up and activates his 3 stun grenades.
Stunnades have what, a radius of 10?
Yeah, so these guys.
The thing is, though, you roll a 3d6 and then you take off their DR and then they have to roll it.
Okay, so 11, which will not get through.
For one.
Actually, that will get through the officer. Target number. Now he needs to make an endurance check. He will fail. Okay, so the rest of these are just for the soldiers. Actually, he adds 2 to the effect of the grenade, so that was actually a 13. They all have to make a DC 1.
They could roll 2 natural 1s. You roll natural 1s, they do fail.
Got a natural 12. Number 2 is 13 again. Yeah. Almost. And then the last one gets a 12.
Yeah, stun nades really got...
Oh, well...
Since we've learned the rules, they suck.
No. They're non-lethal. Non-lethal should suck more than lethal.
Not technically.
Sometimes it's a lot easier to kill people than to pull your punches. Anywho, the scout has now taken out their officer.
And himself.
And himself, but his shotgun mustn't do anything anyway. Alright. Then we go down to the soldiers.
Wait, didn't the soldiers...
They move. Oh, they need to fire.
Oh, yeah.
The soldiers actually didn't fire. They fired off one shot.
Yeah.
You need to write down your stats?
Yes.
They're using controlled bursts on you. But no hits.
Okay.
Cover saves your life.
Again.
Yeah. All right, now we go to the almighty Jessica.
God damn it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I will actually activate my chameleon on my armor. Hopefully that helped me.
Wah!
Yep, pretty much.
Does chameleon effectively add cover or what?
Chameleon basically allows her to hide. Even when there is no cover.
And then I will crouch because I'll focus on one in front.
This one or this one?
This one.
That one.
Okay.
It's the one I've already hit once.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just gonna be sad. We survived all the other stuff, and then this ends up killing the group.
Excuse me. Alright, let's see. There was the full auto.
Mm-hmm. Burst. And normal shot. The difference between them, normal shot is just plain. Burst, you only get one shot, consumes the rating worth of bullets, so in the case of an ACR, 6. But you add its auto rating to its damage.
Okay, that's the one I wanted. Burst.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
11.
You actually hit by 1.
Yay! Because my plus 1.
So you actually get to roll 3d6 and add 7.
I thought... No, just add 1.
Effect of 1.
Mm-hmm.
Burst rating of 6.
Oh!
I add 6 to it.
Nice.
Huh.
That's 7, is it?
Add 7.
Well, basically take off 12.
So,
because, I mean,
yeah.
It's a
just 5 plus 7.
Okay, so 12.
24 points of free.
He's down! What?
You classify him as a marquise.
A marquis, yes.
I think I was using that more often.
Yeah. Burst mode is to punch through walls.
Does that mean I have some sort of title I'm supposed to announce before I have to say,
which?
Say my name?
If in social situations,
can.
Yes.
And but if it's like in the Valani Empire, that might... In the Valani Empire, it will mean something, but in like the Vargr Empire, that will mean squat, because they use something other than social standing.
Yeah, but it's...
Wait, are you Valani or...
No.
Human. Okay.
He's Imperial.
Well, Valani are human as well.
Yeah, but they have...
Just in our eyes, they're not human.
That's right.
But he doesn't have any second powers.
So
top of the round.
I need the ranks that I announce, since I'm a noble.
We'll figure it out.
You need to be... You announce that you're a Marquis.
So you're going by that?
Yeah.
Marquis.
It's just... You will announce that it's a you're a marquee.
I know, it doesn't really matter much. Mostly.
I'm going to try to...
But it matters
the guy
to you.
The far end.
Right.
I probably won't be able
this
to.
One?
Yeah.
Which one are you shooting at, Alec?
11.
You will not be able to shoot him.
Yeah.
You will not be able to shoot
him.
Okay. That guy, okay.
I got an 11.
You will hit him because he has no cover.
Yeah, we'll use him first.
Okay. So you get to add 3d6 effective... 3d6 plus 10.
What'd you get?
11.
22 minus whatever.
He'll take 10. Which means he's 2 into his strength.
And he has no cover?
No, not from that angle.
I got an 11 as well.
Unfortunately, you don't have burst fire.
Yeah. 10 and 11 would be 3, 6, so 16.
Minus 12 is 4, he's up to 6. Which he will take. Barely. Officer is down. Scout is down. The guards. He will go ahead and take his last full auto. Because of his wounds, he's even. So, he then gets to divide these up how he wills.
Okay. One hit.
It doesn't matter how I cut it. I'm going to get one hit, and that one hits on Alec. So he'll go ahead and make it a 10.
2 5s and 2 3s. So
but
eight.
He has you have cover from him. Mm. So he was looking at these two, and he's prone. So no
and
matter how we cut...
Half behind the cover.
He's... You don't have any cover from that guy. So no matter how he cuts it, he gets one hit. And honestly, probably the biggest target is him.
Mm. You also have probably the most armor.
By one...
Wow, that's a lot.
You'll take 15.
You take 9. One guard's left.
Alright.
I'd have none left, because I was already sure.
He will lean around the corner.
Yeah, you have 7 guards.
This guy is going to fall back down here and go prone, hiding behind the cover.
It's a good news.
He will be firing one shot. He's going to be trying to shoot at the chameleon. Basically, I'll put a minus 2 on your shot.
Yeah. I'm also crouched, just so you know.
The crouch doesn't do anything.
Actually, it does.
Well, no, there's the...
That's one.
You can be prone, or there's the...
Kneeling.
The parry. The range parry thing, which also means minus one to your hit.
He just... Minus three plus two, he just misses you.
Yay!
If you weren't crouching, actually, he would have hit you. So instead, he creates a line down the back of your head. Your mane is slightly messed up.
What we need is somebody with actual armor.
Yeah. You guys need to get some heavier armor.
Well, if I had higher... I cannot get heavier armor, period.
Steven?
Start working out.
Steven? I've been prodding Andre to get me some combat armor.
Loot!
What? It's Volani, I'm sorry. I can't take that.
Dude, once we can take this, take it back to ship, I'll retrofit it, so that way it's actually meets Imperium tint, spray paint.
Jessica.
By the way, you guys are the ones that were telling me I shouldn't loot stuff because it's Volani.
Right, since you shot
last, that was a skinny. This stuff actually looks like it has quality. This guy was covered. This guy can take down
actually, the other stuff was more efficient, which was rather really funnier.
I know, yeah, but that's the pathetic Volani. This one actually... Based
on that,
again.
On this guy?
Yes.
Okay. He does have minus two, so that's actually a nine.
Okay.
So you get 3d6 plus seven. Because he's kind of using the wall as cover.
Seven or six?
Seven, if you're using burst fire mode. Because you hit by one.
Okay.
And then plus six.
Okay. Ten, that's 14.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
15. Mm-hmm. You only rolled 8?
Yep.
I'd Benny, but that's just me. Alright.
I doubt it. You're just not going to use anyone else.
Do I not get Bennies today?
I handed them to you. They're right here. Okay. I haven't took your Bennies.
He takes 16!
Okay.
I can deal with that.
He takes 4. Oh, yeah. Nice and windy. Top of the round.
Let me shoot first, see if I can take down the guy in the far corner.
I'll try and... I'll move. Because I'm pretty sure he could see where the gun is firing.
Yes.
Well, I don't want to get shot from that guy, so I'm staying where I am. 8 plus 5 is 13 to hit the guy in the far corner.
He'll hit him and probably put him down.
Let's see. 10, and I hit by how much? 5?
Mm-hmm.
So 8, so 18.
We'll go down.
Alright, feel free to take down the last guy. He's standing. There's a guy in front of him, but we'll take care of him later.
Alec?
Another burst fire, I guess, at the guy who's now in the open.
Well,
not really.
He has cover.
He has part double
cover
still.
Here. He's using the wall cover. You're doing the same thing to him. Alright, you miss. Alright, this guard will
go full auto.
He's gonna shoot and then shoot at you and then fall back.
Okay.
Alec, go ahead and make a recon check because you're the only one who matters. The only reason I'm asking for this is because he's hiding behind cover. He's kind of yelling it, but he's also got a helmet on. I'll give it to you. You hear him begin saying into this guy's walkie-talkie, his comm, execute the scientists.
Great. They're gonna start killing civilians.
We must hurry.
Can you tell them not to once we get one of their walkie-talkies? Well, maybe I can dial them to their channel.
Everything's fine here. How are you?
Yeah, that'd work.
Alright, and then the shot at Jessica, he misses. And this is why you guys beat them. This is why you won the war, because they have poor rolling. Jessica.
Well, we're not doing... Well, I guess right now we are doing better.
Are you kidding me? I haven't even put Alec down yet.
You haven't even got through my endurance yet.
Yeah, and they were the ones who had the defensive position. If that tells you what my rolling is.
You know, they would have gone down even faster, but the...
I got 9.
We'll actually miss because of this cover.
But the... Scout ran up. Doesn't mean I can't throw my grenades.
The grenades wouldn't have done as much as you would have liked anymore. They were actually fairly spread out. Alright.
I could have rocket launched them in the face.
You could have. Jessica moves up close into melee.
I was thinking about it.
Alex Steven.
Ten on the guy standing.
Minus two is an eight, so you'll just hit.
By one, that's burst fire, so plus seven.
No, you just get an eight. The object is eight.
So you get plus six.
Four. Kay. Is that basically the higher two? Or is that situational?
Situational.
My burst fire doesn't even penetrate his armor.
Pew, pew, pew!
No.
Oh,
no.
What the heck?
One.
Oh, a little bit.
All right.
Oh, okay. One.
The fates have declared it. I will bear crawl a little over, so I'm still prone, and I'll take a shot at him.
I miss.
Very appropriate. You guys can hear gunfire further within the complex?
And where goes the scientist?
Oh, well. We'll just collect the research and analyze it at home.
And then kill the diplomat.
Well, I guess we'll find you somewhere else.
This guy will fire at you since you're close. He will then stand up. And he will also fire at you.
I am covered.
So he cannot do burst shot.
No, he cannot. Here's normal straight shot. He will miss. Here's... Obviously, this is some sort of elite commando that has been killing them all.
Though that does make sense. Wow.
One.
Okay.
Obviously, it was an elite commando.
You are indeed an elite commando.
And you will take 11.
I'm going to come up with the last one.
Doing some dice to do your...
What cultural are you?
Something that has marquees.
We'll go with French.
Sure.
And just because of the hilarity, I recommend Gaston. Because of the hilarity of it.
Gaston Blunepont.
No. My great-great ancestor was Hercule. For our listeners, they'll probably get the joke.
Funny.
Let's spell it.
I don't get it.
I have no idea.
Where's his
called?
G-A-S-T-O-N.
Because of the hilarity of it. Okay,
Gaston.
G-A-S-T-O-N.
His descendant in the future! Okay, they just went. Steven just failed. Alec just failed. No, Alec hasn't shot yet. Alec, fire.
No, Alec did shoot.
Oh, Alec did 1 point.
It's Jessica's turn.
It's Victor.
Victor?
Yeah.
It can be.
Yeah, Victor can either be Slavic or...
No, or Germanic.
It did originally... Well, Germanic came from the Slavic language, basically.
Don't tell them that. Actually, I was reading one of my books on Russian history, and actually not necessarily. Because there was a German tribe that came in and conquered the Slavs.
So if I do auto fire, can I hit both or just one?
Yes.
Because they're within two squares.
That's where I was...
They will have no cover from you.
Good.
That's one, right?
Yes.
What'd you get?
You're gonna have two hits.
One.
Now, if you have plus one, that's an eight.
Mm. Oh, true. So one hit on each.
And one of them has a plus one damage.
Okay.
But this is not burst fire.
No.
And it's 3d6. That guy, so yes. He actually takes three, so he is now officially out of endurance. 10.
Yeah.
No.
You gave him a nice bruise.
Because
they're
armor.
Yeah. Alex Steven. This is going rapidly.
10.
You will. Which one? You're shooting wounded guy?
Yeah.
Alright, you'll hit him.
Oh, it's because I think the other guy has cover against me, thanks to Jessica.
No, no. You can still see him as much as the other guy.
You're not exactly behind me.
Alright. His head is blown apart. His head is blown apart. Okay,
I stand up. That's a minor action. I have two minor actions, a major action, or one minor and one major?
One major. One minor, one significant.
Or two minors.
Or two minor.
Or I can sacrifice my significant for a total of three minor actions.
Yes.
Well, one already minor, then if you sacrifice your significant, you get
another minor.
Anyways, so I stood up, I take a shot at it. 15. Oh, not sorry, 15. 13.
You hit.
How about how much?
2. 8. 5. 3. 7.
18.
So 6.
No, that'd be...
18 minus 12 is 6.
Oh, 12 is 11.
Gallic needs this armor. It doubles his armor.
He surrenders. He throws down his gun.
Okay.
All right, so what do you guys do?
First, get him out of that armor.
How about you go stop the gunfire?
Yeah.
I decloak, well, decam, and take his weapon. And I hand it to one of you guys, and then I check on the scout.
I find something to tie him up with, him and the diplomat.
Okay, so you're stopping over here. What are you doing?
I'm going to start moving towards the gunfire.
You run past them. Okay. Just as a simulation.
Okay, in the simulation.
Give me a stealth check if you wish to get the jump on him.
Eight.
Okay, he needs to beat that with his perception. You'll need to get the jump on him.
I just mean surprise round for me,
can,
right?
Can we do spinal tap?
Well, you can. It's just you have to get through his arm.
12. Succeed by 4.
You'll succeed by 4.
So that plus 10?
Yeah.
20. 20, okay. He'll take 8, so he's at 0 endurance.
Now give me under initiative.
Yep, give me initiative.
Got 4. You rolled a 4.
I got 5.
You guys will turn around and they will fire simultaneously on each other.
Damn, I apparently miss at this range.
Are you sure you did that?
Yeah.
No, maybe not.
He misses too.
So it's the...
Dead.
Okay.
9, 15, plus 2, 17. So he takes 5 more.
Okay, so he's at 5, and you will take 17.
Are you still up?
I'm 0 dex.
You know you can take it out of another stat, right?
Do I have to take it all out at once from a stat?
Yes.
That means I'm at 0 dex. I had 1 endurance left, and I took 10 additional points of damage.
He has 10 dex or 8 strength.
Okay. Either way, he's done.
Did you hear that?
The thud? Yes.
Basically, what I'll say is you guys move for a round. Give me initiative checks to see who pops around the corner first.
I got 9.
7.
Okay. Steven will be the first one around the corner. Take your shot.
Oh, hi! 12.
Go ahead.
Wow.
By the way, he's just stunned, right?
Yes, he's just stunned.
Okay.
He's just very, very unconscious.
It's okay. How long is he going to be
in? So is the officer.
7. I'm going to have to do this because I don't want to die.
30 minutes.
10, 17, 20.
Okay, he will go down.
I'll take the officer's gun.
Are you okay?
Poke.
Okay.
Medic!
I'm supposed to tie the officer up, actually. Because then all the other things...
And this guy.
Yeah. Since all the other ones are different.
Okay.
I need the medic! There, are you happy now you put someone down?
Yeah, now I feel better.
Wouldn't happen if I had combat armor.
Yeah, why do you think I keep preventing you from getting combat armor?
Don't worry, I'm going to take some of this crappy belonging stuff, take it back to the ship, and retrofit it.
I don't know. Their armor didn't do a lot this time.
Is it education or intelligence?
Education.
Okay. Gosh.
12, so you will heal an effect of 4. That means you'll actually heal 8. And you can do it to one stat if you want.
Endurance.
Can I spread it across 2 stats? Oh, no, wait. No, I'm doing it to dex. That's what I use to shoot.
Because that will bring you up to a 9?
No, that will bring me up to an 8.
So you can put it into endurance. That'll let you heal faster, and you won't have to require medical attention all the time.
Yes, but he'll be seriously injured one way or another.
Yeah.
Well, it's just if he's wondering if there's going to be more combat.
What's the DM's suggestion?
It doesn't matter, there's no combat left. Okay. Unless you guys are really dumb.
Endurance, then.
Okay.
I'd rather not, you know, sit there and just go like...
Alright, so as you guys have now... You now get a good look at this room. This is obviously some sort of research lab. And there are 10 scientists that are now basically kind of huddled at the back, while there are 10 other scientists who are basically smeared on the ground.
I take it there were originally 20 scientists?
There were originally 20 scientists.
We come in peace!
I will approach the ones on the ground, see if I can revive anyone.
Okay. I guess I'll assist to make
it. Yeah, I'll put my gun away while I do this.
Only 3 have a flicker of life. Okay. You get 1 check on each.
Ooh, I can help.
1 is definitely alive. The other is definitely alive. You know what? Your rolling's on
4, so.
Your rolling's on fire tonight, just to let you know. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid we're going to have to cancel game. Jessica's rolling well. I can't take this.
No, Andre, if you don't know, you can't just cancel game. You have to cancel the entire game. We just
That's
have to
right.
start a new campaign.
All right. Well, Tyler, you were gone for a week. So we decided we were going to kill the game you were actually enjoying.
What are you talking about? He spends his entire time on the computer anyway.
Yes, but he preferred to do this to playing Mutants and Masterminds.
Yeah, well.
Anyways.
Okay. You'll notice that these are basically all Volani scientists, and they, of course, come up quickly and begin barraging you with a yelling in Volani.
Point to him.
Calm down. Do any of you speak human?
Anglic.
Human. Do you any speak human? Everyone, please calm down.
Give me a persuasion.
That fails to intimidate.
He's talking about blood while he's saying this. That's how it comes out.
There is no intimidate skill.
Because that's persuasion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Should I fire a bullet into the ceiling?
Universal language. Violence.
I look at one of them.
Shh.
After a little while, they'll kind of calm down.
Alright.
Ask them if there's anyone else here.
Are you guys the only people working in this facility?
One of them steps forward, a younger woman, about age 34. Hey, there's a bunch of other people who are a lot older than 34.
I'm 34.
I'm 34.
I'm
35.
Yes, I am 35.
She says, speaking to you and Volani, no, just us and the soldiers.
Well,
are you the...
No, you're already... He's obviously got hungry.
Or you're not eating the rest of your food. Because you're weird.
Mm-hmm.
And super picky. And will survive in the natural world. Okay, just us and the soldiers. Were you in the scout vessel?
Yes. Wait, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, do you happen to know what... Were you guys responsible for shooting us down?
The commander ordered it, yes. We have another one of you. He's been here for some time. His luxury vessel didn't reply to the hails properly.
So you shot its engines out and...
That would have been the off commander's orders.
Okay. Shoot it. Shoot it until it's dead.
Sure, it's not doing anything.
Do they have any parts that we need?
I'm the assistant researcher, Lily.
Rank him on again. Lance Corporal McAllister, Imperial Marines, or Imperial Scouts.
She shakes her hand and kind of looks at her hand weirdly afterwards, like...
What?
That's not our custom.
No. Do they have any parts that we need? Or spare spaceship? Kind of like spare tire? Who uses tires anymore?
Right.
It's okay. I'm dealing with things.
So, I guess now that we've stormed your base and killed the guard, wasn't how I pictured this working out. What do you guys plan to do now, I guess?
We have no idea. This is a research project. Unfortunately, we haven't had a new order of supplies in a long time.
Well, the Volani did surrender this sector to the Imperials after the end of the war, so...
We got the transmission.
Okay.
Dude, how much food supplies do we have on the ship?
None. Well, enough for us.
So we don't have enough to supply it for 10 extra people. Because these guys will probably come back for questioning. I.e. imprisonment. / labor.
For what?
They could live down there.
Or we, if they have a ship, we could send them back to Volani space as a goodwill.
We take them back to the capital ship.
Right. We'll put this down to a vote later. And by vote,
I mean... Bureaucrats will know what to do with them.
By vote, I mean...
I feel like my job's going to be really, really tough.
No, he is going to make your job really, really tough.
Steven just makes life difficult in general.
I'm sorry, who are you?
Zeus.
I am the Thor of construction!
Alright. Well, do you suppose you could show me where this other Imperial prisoner you have is?
Oh, yes. She'll take you down a few corridors, she'll swipe her card, and obviously she's got clearance to some areas. And you'll see this well-dressed diplomat, who's of course sitting there in his cell, who probably looks a bit... miffed.
How long have I been here?
You've been here for about 6 weeks now.
Okay.
See, we just captured all the space, so of course it has to be your privilege. It's your right to get first look.
Nice. This is how they treat the third secretary.
Hey, we just reclaimed some enemy territory. Who wants to meet by yourself? What?
go find some people to talk to. Get him out of here.
Your rival sent you over here.
So, Ivan, you... You are, of course, sitting there in your cell, and you will see in walk this badly shot-up Marine and the assistant researcher, Lily. She is a short, petite blonde.
Not our prisoner?
Wait, do you speak Volani?
I don't speak anything.
Boy, they picked the most qualified person for the...
Exactly!
We actually have to have the skill.
Why is the guy whose job it is to kill the Volani...
So you can inform them that they need to surrender or die.
You have 3 seconds to drop your pants and kiss your butt goodbye, sucker!
Alright, well... Does he have any sort of markings as to what rank he actually is?
Not in this outfit, no, not really.
Okay.
It's like all my fancy clothes.
He's in like a silk...
Your fancy clothes didn't survive the crash.
He's in a silk business suit. He still has his tie on. He's sitting there in nice slacks and very shiny shoes.
Like, reflective.
And he's sitting there with a very...
She walks up, swipes her card, and the cell door swings open.
I motion you out.
I get up, start exploring, see what the hell happened. Try to roll and investigate.
Lance Corporal Jack McAllister, Imperial Scouts.
Marquis Victor Gaston.
What the fuck is a marquis doing out here?
If you don't mind me asking, sir.
Yeah, if you don't mind me asking, sir.
I need people to talk to.
Do the people on your planet just not like you?
I'm a third secretary.
My question stands, son.
I'm just one step from the new guy.
Okay.
For 12 years.
How old is he now?
30.
Oh, okay. It's not son. You're my age.
No, you're military. You can call everyone son. Everyone that's not your superior officer.
Then that's sir.
Yes, it's son or sir. Or ma'am.
No, that's still sir.
No, ma'am is all the civilian women.
Oh, okay.
No, ma'am. All right. No, ma'am.
All right.
Actually, in the Marines.
No, ma'am.
We
no, ma'am.
We're told all women that way.
As ma'am?
And you're supposed to announce them first.
I suppose we'll begin making our way back to the...
Yeah, you'll make your way back to the group, and these two are, of course, tied up and zip-cuffed. And the three people are kind of being that are wounded are kind of being moved to, like, the med bay.
All right.
So, can we, like, download all their information on their research so we can at least take that back, since you guys don't want to take prisoners?
So, what exactly was going on here? This seems...
We stumbled upon an artifact of the ancients. And we have some social scientists here who are researching. You'll notice that the civilian population is speaking V'lani. Natively, not taught, not... And these are definitely pre-colony... V'lani, and we haven't found any traces of a ship breakdown, and there's also species of Vargr and Oslan. So the theory is, or at least one of our hypotheses, is that the ancients dropped these people off here recently, and by recently I mean maybe a couple thousand years ago or so. But that shows that they have been active in the past 2,000 years, and we had thought that they were all gone. There was no activity, and then to further solidify our hypothesis in our base, we found a high energy spike coming from this mountain, and we found some sort of device, and we've been kind of researching it ever since.
Is it this giant orb, glowy thing with all these tendrils floating all around it?
Ignore him.
He doesn't even understand him.
No, my engineering sense tinged on one. I heard the word device. I know how to say the word device in 373 languages.
That word alone.
Right. Well, I'm not really sure if it's polite to demand their research and or access to the artifact.
You saved their life.
Dude, I suppose I did technically save their life.
Not only that, we are the military, we just conquered their base, an enemy base inside of our own territory. They got the transmission to leave, and they did not.
Well, would you be willing to show us your research and or...
I'd love to take you down there. I can easily give you the research, I have access to that. But unfortunately, the lead researcher was the one who had access to the artifact. And,
he did first.
I think it requires more than a card key to get down there.
Yes, it requires retinal voice and DNA imprinting. There's plenty of DNA, and you might be able to salvage his eye, but I'm not quite sure how you're going to do the voice part.
Our hacker is currently running around
the mountain. I have computer skills.
Currently running around the mountain naked, yelling.
Freedom!
Why did the Vargr have to be our one hacker?
I have computers at two. I don't know why.
Hacking is intelligence?
Yes.
What's your intellect?
Plus
zero. You have the same bonus that I do, effectively.
Well,
I have a feeling I'm more
for now, let's
actual.
Stick to looking at your research, I
educated
guess.
Guessing.
We can easily upload that. I can get working on that.
Yes.
Now,
more skilled.
Do you guys have any way off the planet, or are you guys stuck
no?
Here?
The ship was supposed to come get us. We've Karen points to one of the women over there who's obviously messed up about the entire situation. She's in her early 60s. Said that she saw a ship a few weeks ago, but it wasn't a transport ship.
What kind of ship was it?
It was a military research vessel. I think that's how she described it. I don't do the whole ship thing. I'm a social scientist.
This doesn't bode well for you guys. How many people can fit on our ship?
Currently, not a lot.
Assuming we get it repaired.
Maybe 4 or 5.
Peg and Goblin style.
You could get upwards of 10, maybe. However, the big problem is this place doesn't have any parts.
I suppose I asked that question. You guys,
we don't have a shop. I mean, we have a shop. We can make small tools, but nothing on the scale of a ship or even a car.
Do you have any other outposts here on the planet?
We were supposed to have a minimalistic approach.
I suppose I look at Karen. Did the ship land here, or was it just...
Don't you love what's going on?
It was just a few hundred meters off in that direction. I remember that it...
You go ahead.
Shimmered into view and then shimmered back out of view. A single person stepped out and he looked important.
Stabilized for the next 20 minutes.
He had this gauntlet, a giant metal hand or something like that, and its center glowed.
Did he also have a chainsword?
Oh. Does that mean anything to me?
Never heard of it. And he spoke with the commander, and then that was it. I was told to go back inside or be shot.
The commander is still alive.
Yep, thankfully. So, I guess it's time to wait for him to wake up and,
what's going on?
Oh, sorry.
Blah.
So, can't we just go look at the artifact?
No.
Why not?
Hey, how about this? Well, I suppose you can't do anything about my wounds right now.
I'm performing surgery on the planet.
By the way, Ivan, give yourself a rank in Valani. Otherwise, you're a useless diplomat.
3 points!
Otherwise, he's just...
He's a useless diplomat.
How do I spell Valani?
V-I-L-A-N-I.
So, would anyone be horribly...
Otherwise, there's no point in you being a diplomat.
I go downstairs and see if I can get him the device.
Okay.
Can you ask him which one was the scientist? I'll try to hack the system.
My friend is apparently feeling...
Well, they have no other supply. That's our only chance of maybe getting something to fix the ship.
We could investigate the large research vessel they saw.
That took off and left.
Did it leave?
It shimmered into view, and then it shimmered out of view. All right, they couldn't tell you if it was on the planet.
Why don't you go... work on that artifact door. I'll wait for the commander to wake up, and then we can interrogate him.
All right. While you're waiting for him to wake up, I'll go work the door. Can you point which one was him so I can get his eye?
My friend would like to attempt to get to the artifact room. Which one of them was...
She points to the one that's missing the head.
Okay, looks like you got 2 things to work around.
Jolly good.
It looks like the soldier aimed specifically for the head.
All right, I'll go downstairs and... Taking time on this check, what would that do?
Basically, as you walk up, this is an imposing motherfucking door. It's obvious that usually there's supposed to be like a pair of guards posted here, but this is how thick the door is.
Yeah.
Right next to it is the little security panel that's got a little area where you can put your hand, a little scanner area, and a little recorder. And there's like 3 cameras all focusing on this area.
That's cool. I'll do the DNA thing with his DNA. That's...
It does not malfunction.
And taking time, what will that do?
Basically, for every increment above 5 minutes, so it would go up to 50 minutes, then up to 50, then up to 5 hours. Mm-hmm. Each one gives you a net of a plus one.
Well, I'll just go with 50 minutes to try to hack this, because...
Okay, that will get you one of them.
I think I'll just try to make some rolls. Those rolls, can you break the machine?
Yep, it's at a minus four. It's a secure thing, damn it.
You might just want to take your time.
Hey, right for the officer.
I need to roll a 10 or higher.
I'm pretty sure the commanding officer could open that door.
Yeah, well, he gets one check on one of them before the officer wakes up.
No.
Okay. How badly did you fail by?
Is it minus four?
Yes. You do not want to fail by three.
Did you cut the
wire? Failed by three. Yeah. Have faith. Yeah.
What's that?
Seven minus two.
Do you want to spend a bending item?
Well, that's a five. You fail by three. Yeah.
Yeah. I need to roll an eight, and I can't roll above an eight. As you want, Benny. I believe in this roll. No, I got seven again.
Steven. Wait until the more logical situation occurs.
Ivan, he can't. That's beyond my character. Steven's in there going, duh, 30 minutes, just wait. But now that I started rolling, if I just accept this roll, the system breaks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got a nine. So a total of seven.
Okay. You do not set off the basically security system, which would fry the entire system.
So while after they wake him up, I'm basically downstairs opening the panel going,
aww. All right, so where do you have officers stashed? In one of the cells?
Yeah, how about in the cell? One of the cells where Reed got
him? Okay. He slowly kind of comes into focus.
Morning, sunshine.
I'm sure he has a throbbing headache right now.
Yeah, he had three stun grenades go off on him.
Oh yeah, I know.
Probably failed all three. Maybe we should have the diplomat interrogate him. Someone with persuade.
I suppose I would bring him with me.
Okay.
Since
you know this guy, he's a real jackass.
They'd work for intimidation. Now Luke is on the receiving
end. I can't. There's no intimidate skill.
He is Lieutenant Commander Dreykov.
Hello, Lieutenant Commander. Since you lost twice.
I think I bit my tongue.
You want information, or...?
Well, we'd like information on the research vessel they saw. And maybe if there's another way to get to the artifact.
Oh. A while ago there was a ship that landed. Could you tell us about that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Let me see, what's the sense?
That... You don't really have to roll, dude. No. unless you're talking about the scout vessel that we shot down.
It did land.
Hey, we only broke one thing when we were landing.
And the hull. You got zero hull left.
No, the missile broke the hull.
I'm not good.
They want to get into the artifact, I guess is what they call it.
What artifact?
The thing behind the locked door.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But he's tinkering.
Right.
How much did you actually know of this base?
I know most of it.
Well,
he's lying to you. Intimidate. Scare him.
You realize the shoe's on the other foot now, right? We're in charge here. Not you.
Freaking A! Now I get double sixes.
For what?
Just rolling.
Looking pretty.
So I was going to be hacking the computer.
Well, go ahead and torture me all you want. That sounds very imperial of you.
Okay.
Look, we just want to get off planet.
I'd find parts. Then I'd find something to patch up your really big hole.
Just torture him. He'll be fun.
No.
Enjoy the squeals of his misery.
That's why you actually learn the language, so you can hear what they're screaming.
This is the only reason I've suffered through those years of learning Valani, so I can understand what you say when you squeal. Sorry.
Should I torture him?
Try diplomatizing with him first.
Try random diplomacy.
It's going to be pretty hard because this is obviously... He's obviously trying to hold back information, and there might be something worse in here.
So right. I see. Deception, it's diplomat of...
Zero plus...
You never had diplomat one? No. Huh.
Well, I know what you're going to put your first rank into.
Jessica? Mm-hmm. Are you, like, total. Examining this guy?
Sure I can.
Give me a recon check. But use your... Actually, use your first aid instead of recon. He's able to talk.
14.
You, one thing, kind of looking over him because, you know, wait. Patching him up because he did take a little bit of a bruising. You'll notice that basically his back right molar is a cyanide tooth. You crack it open and you get a dose of cyanide.
I'll remove it. I drug him first so it's numb. It's going to hurt after a while.
By the way, would it have been diplomacy or persuade?
Probably persuade.
Commander has one as well.
Plus 11.
Mm-hmm. 11?
11. I will walk
still
up.
With the minus 4.
To these two.
Alright, so she will walk in, her hand covered in blood.
I need to see him real fast.
Okay.
Means you have to open the door.
Oh.
We open the door.
Alright, open up.
Give me an initiative. You guys are flat foot because you don't know what he's doing.
6. Damn it.
You're bending it.
Okay.
I got double sixes, dude.
She cannot beat that.
Yeah.
I roll when I get to roll.
He bites really hard.
Okay, I'll attempt to open his mouth and push him forward so he doesn't swallow.
Yeah, it won't work.
You'll do that and start going, don't swallow, whack. Unfortunately, he kills himself successfully.
Well. Shit.
We can use his eye.
I pull out my pistol, shoot him once in the head. Jackass.
Double tap.
I gotta make sure he's dead.
The soldier hadn't thought of it yet, but the commander...
Well, suppose he would have woke up eventually.
That, you know, he was not paid nearly enough to die.
Okay. I put, you know, little pads in his mouth.
Well. Huh.
Maybe I shouldn't say to open up. Just walk up to him.
Oh, well.
I thought about it.
All right. I guess we'll go talk to Karen then.
Hey,
where exactly did you see this ship again?
It was just outside.
I wonder what the chances of it still being there are.
You want to hand me the book, please?
Alright, well...
You might want to come downstairs and grab me before I start thinking with the device again.
They have 20 minutes.
Okay. I go perform surgery then.
Yeah, you begin going to try helping people. Now you actually put on gloves.
Yes.
I suppose I do walk just downstairs. One hand.
You're doing the problem.
Hey, what's up? We just lost the commander.
Cyanide. Have you gotten in here?
I don't know. He wasn't being very cooperative. He had a cyanide pill in his tooth.
Oh, that sucks.
I guess I bet the though. Scientists and try to make him feel everything's all right.
Yeah, yeah. It's all right. It's all right. They're like, oh, it's horrible. Give me a perspective.
I assume you didn't get any information about what's in here or what's out there.
Got a 10.
All right. He was. The mood is as good as it probably. Can be.
Considering
yeah.
He was particularly unwilling to part with information.
So, did you get anything?
No.
Okay.
I do draw the line at torture.
Well, the thing is, being considerably resistant doesn't mean he didn't give you anything. Well, dude, if he's a commander here, do you think his eye would work on this thing?
We can always go find out.
I just had a horrible idea. We'd have to have the doctor to help us with this.
What?
Well, the voice is made by passing air through the vocal cords, right? You didn't shoot him in the neck, did you?
I shot him in the head.
So, we might be able to create like a bellows and pass air through his vocal cords?
This is disturbing.
He's dead.
There is something called respect for the dead.
He's just a body!
He was unhinged about his
life. He was a jackass.
It's like a machine when the electricity dies. It's just parts.
You gotta have
slightly
for
unhinged
body.
By it.
The body may merely be a vessel for the soul, but you've got to have some respect for it.
You're a soldier.
There's no atheist in a foxhole.
It's just a machine. The human body is really just another machine. Just uses
Babe,
different parts.
You hand me the box and the... Yeah, hand me both of those.
So you know what? I'll have no part of this.
All right, I'm going to go talk to the doctor. By the way, Andre, my binoculars allow me not only to see further, see in the dark. I can see portable radiation imaging. Well, I have a portable radiation imaging system.
Then yes, the mountain would have lit up like a Christmas tree.
And large sections of the EM spectrum.
Yes, but do they make chili?
Including infrared and gamma rays, so I can see gamma rays.
You see the Hulk.
Ah, crap. Guys, run away.
You see the red Hulk. And red She-Hulk.
Alright, I go to the...
Ma'am? Ow! There's a contaminant in the room!
Why am I kicked out?
You see, she's performing surgery on one of the wounded doctors.
Oh, wait.
Hey, let me find Jack.
Sometime later.
Once she gets done.
Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na-na!
So... Inside these giant steel doors downstairs, there's probably a lot of technology, stuff we can probably use to fix our ship and get the heck out of here.
Awesome.
So, the problem is there's three things: DNA, eye, and voice. DNA is easy to fake by putting their DNA on there. Eye, especially since I assume the head commander can get in there as well, we can easily use his eye. The problem is voice. How do you recommend we do that? Because quite frankly, it's a very sophisticated computer system.
Can you bluff the machine?
There are ways to bluff it, just not
using
skills.
That would be like
skills.
A form check.
I guess this is intellect.
Considering how little you heard of his voice, it'd be really hard.
Would you consider this intellect?
Sure, what are you trying to think of?
Biology.
Oh, yeah.
That's a 10.
Of ways to
to make his voice.
There isn't a lot of options, biology, because usually whenever there's a security thing, you have to say something, and there's just the noise you'd get out of him.
True.
You get... So if that was his password...
It could be.
So unless you can find a recording of him speaking, and hope that one of those words is the trigger...
I assume he has an office, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Maybe he likes the sound of his own voice.
We'll go to his office, see if he's a captain's log.
There is indeed a captain's log. It's encrypted.
9/11.
Alright, you can crack encryption, it's not too hard.
Stardate, SD1.
Alright, so here's what we'll do. I'll go downstairs, put his hand on the thing, his eye there, and start playing the recording until it opens.
Do you really want to do that?
Please don't.
I'll be standing by.
There's honestly nothing that could not go wrong with it, you know, because
well, it could
all
be
the ways to get in is gone.
His voice unrecognized and fries the system.
It depends on how touchy they are with the artifact. And if they're willing to kill themselves for it...
Why don't you actually listen to the captain's logs and or check the security footage?
Good idea! I'll go check the security footage.
All right. You'll see the cameras. They're facing his back, but they have no audio.
But I can tell approximately how long he was there.
Oh yeah, he walks up, does the. And then
but
walks
from
in.
The back, so I can't see his face.
Yeah.
What do you thought? put his hand on her thigh.
Why does it?
I'm a jackass.
I suck.
Why doesn't someone talk to the doctors? Maybe one of them heard him opening the vault.
Yeah, I would, but I don't know their language.
It's okay. It's okay. It was just a traumatizing experience. Let me tell you about giving people coffee. Sorry. I had such a traumatic experience.
Ask them if they heard of it.
If any of them have any clue what his password was. I
have to bug anybody, considering how this situation is. But does anyone have to know the password to the door downstairs?
Oh, well, it's... up toddles a little old man in his white hair, shooting off in different directions.
Hello, Einstein.
Well, it's fairly simple. If you've got clearance, you just insert your DNA, then you scan your retina, and then you use your voice as clearance. It's not that terribly hard.
What's the voice as clearance?
You say your name.
Oh.
Your full name.
Thank you, sir.
It's not terribly hard. I'm a linguistic specialist. I specialize in dealing with security-based language and possible evolutionary forms of language. When I first started out my degree, when I was
you translate, bring him in here, and he'll work with me as I piece together sounds.
I'm not translating that.
No, you just sort of
and
wrong.
See, when I turned 23, I began my research.
Is this close enough?
I began my research involving possible evolutionary forms of it.
I check the system to see if
no. You need to tell us that after his entire speech, like you
Lieutenant Commander Ivan Yovanovich Dragov.
Okay, don't forget the middle name.
I go through the.
So you have one of us go through the stuff.
Well, I'll go through. I assume the captain loves audio, right?
And see, when I turned 29, I met my beloved Isabel, and that's where we began truly getting into the fundamentals.
Can we find it? His name?
He never says his full name, as though almost intentionally.
But can we find bits and pieces enough to fit it together?
Sure. Give me a...
What kind of situation do you just say your middle name?
There is no perform.
Okay, then give me...
There's trade.
Actually, it's actually under art.
Does anyone have rank 0 art?
He does.
No.
If he's a specialist in linguistics.
And see, when I turned 32...
Bring him in here so he can do this.
How old is this guy? How long is this going to last?
He's in his early 90s.
I have little things that sound like it, but we need him to put it actually together.
And see, that's what it means, young man.
I try to stray the conversation. And then ask for his
See, I have worked on several audio parts. I happen to help convince an assassin.
I play the screen, tap.
Yes, that is my program. My program.
Ask him to put the name together.
That's
please.
His program. Has he got to the part where he made that? Or
no, I did that when I was 58.
Saying, guys. Have you tried listening to the babbling language you can't even understand? Let's know they're babbling is something you know.
I reach into my pocket, pull out a yo-yo, and hand it to you.
Ooh. I bet I make it glow.
Give me a persuade check to try and steer the old man into helping you. Sir, please, just, sir.
There we go. 11.
Oh, sure.
By the way, you come back and your yo-yo is now electric yo-yo. It goes by itself. You just will have to hold on.
Oh, you want me to piece it? Oh, well. There you go. It should work just perfectly. Now let me explain to you how this works.
Audio, go downstairs, hand, face, play.
I sit there and listen to him.
Okay, nothing goes wrong.
Oddly enough, this isn't as bad as some novels.
He's an old person. He loves to talk.
And in a small...
By the way, I'm bringing her with me. Because in case this thing shoots me in the face, I want you to be able to fix me.
to stab you and then drag away?
Yes.
Because I'm probably not strong enough to drag her away.
In a small octagonal room, on a pedestal, floating a few centimeters above it, is a perfectly silver, smooth sphere that hums with low amounts of energy. And you guys feel your internal organs moving.
Like, bad moving or just, like, nervousness moving?
You're not quite sure. It's really, really uncomfortable.
All right. I left my surveying equipment back on the sled. I'm going to run outside, get it, and bring...
He begins vomiting.
After I'm vomiting, I'm going to run outside, grab myself,
and
come back. And I can grab my head suit, because that's from the sled.
Radiation.
As I said, it was enough radiation, too.
So I run back outside.
You really need to get this research.
My surveying equipment, run back, and I'm now get down there.
Beep, 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 beep.
You still feel your organs moving.
Give me a sensors check.
How much radiation? Anything dangerous?
Yes. Dangerous levels of radiation.
Well, on us.
On you guys.
9.
Okay.
Give me a medicine check to basically douse your radiation.
Take some rad away.
I have anti-rad.
Then you pop some of that.
Yeah, one for me, and then once he's done, I'll get for him.
I got 9.
9? What you are getting is vast amounts of radiation, but it's not normal radiation. This is tachyon radiation.
Oh god, you guys are gonna...
time radiation.
And that's about the point that your sensors begin reading out. It's normally in, you know, meters and whatnot. Mm-hmm. It begins reading out in English, the English system. And it's telling you the amount of radiation in weight of stones.
Oh, his organs were aging at different times.
I got an 11 on education, so I'm sitting there seeing all that and translating my head going, wait a minute, that... I know what that means, but why is it reporting it that? Is our ship qualified to handle tachyon radiation?
No.
Just to let you know, your machine has begun to rust a little.
Glad I can get a new one back on the ship.
What about his suit?
Rusting. My suit's not made of metal.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can age.
My suit begins to rust when it's not made of metal?
Yep.
Holy shit, I want to know what's going on here! Once I get all the readings I can, I'll leave and close the door.
Mm-hmm. By the time you leave, basically your surveying equipment is fried.
That's fine. It transferred the data to the computer, and I can take the computer back.
Not really. They don't... All they have is written in paper, because it doesn't...
It's print?
They have print, because whenever...
Wait, my surveying equipment prints stuff?
No.
No.
Okay. Their information on it is in print.
That's fine.
Your surveying equipment does not send information back to the ship.
No, not to the ship. I assume there's a little computer, and then once the surveying equipment starts really going bad, I go, okay, pull out the computer. The little flash drive.
It's in the surveying equipment.
Yeah.
It's your surveying equipment is junked.
Anyways, it still can hold the data. I can still get the data out, right?
You hold.
I'll leave before it gets to the point where it's I can't get data.
Okay. Let me roll damage on your surveying equipment. 11. Okay.
All right. Close the door. Take off my suit. So good. Ooh. Bad aftertaste.
That
should help with radiation.
While all this is going on, I walk outside and begin using the binoculars, I guess, to scan the...
horizon.
Infrared, I guess.
Infrared. You get with mine.
There's
you
no
see radiation. You
it left
see.
A long time ago.
Okay.
That's what you find out. You don't see it.
Great. Suppose we'll have to check their scanning information. See if
is there
anything
still a wreckage from
my
ship somewhere around here?
No, yours hit the water.
So unless we're going to go scuba diving.
Go first, I'm going to get it.
Come back upstairs. All right, guys. Good news and bad news. Which one do you want first?
Is neither an option?
No, because I have to give you the information.
Okay.
So which one do you want first?
Maybe.
Good news.
That wasn't an option, so I give you the good news. That was freaking awesome!
That thing is pulsing out tachyon radiation. Tachyon isn't even a form of radiation.
Is that the bad news?
No, that's eyes awesome. Kind of glaze over. Same as if I was
but
listening to that.
Really is. Alright, the bad news, we are going to fix our ship from here.
Okay.
Unless we take, like, every single piece of metal in this facility, and I have about 3 months of work, and electricity that doesn't exist, and some welders, and some torches, and some extra wiring, yeah, we're not leaving.
Okay, well, you're our sensors expert. Why don't you go check the facility sensors and see if you can't determine where the research ship that Karen saw went.
I can imagine the captain's computer that I already hacked, see what he says on the matter.
It returned to its research facility back in Volani Sector 606.
I'll write that down for later. Is there any information about any other facilities on this planet?
There are none. He was assigned here. He didn't like it.
Dear diary,
yeah.
Felt like killing somebody today. So I did.
He hates hanging out with all these pencil necks.
Anyone have any ideas?
I mean, he's been stationed here for a while. There are several entries where he would have preferred to have been actually off in the war fighting the Imperials rather than sitting here and babysitting nerds.
All right, guys, power time. I don't know.
Do you guys have some sort of distress beacon or something?
All power on our ship is dead.
Can you use the energy from this place?
We don't have extension cords that foot long.
No.
the
constant stuff here.
Let me ask, what's the scout's stance if the ship never returns?
Assume we're dead.
Usually assume you're dead.
And they don't really come looking, do they?
They usually try to.
They want to explore what you use for.
It depends.
If someone killed you, honestly, they kind of want to know what.
No, it depends on what kind of mission. Like us, they might go find out what went on. For this guy that we found earlier, or for me, on those kinds of missions, it's the, hey, here's a cheap ship. There's a sector of space. We don't know what's there. Go find out. 3 years later, has he returned? You know, Markham is dead. Temporary dead. He might return.
We don't have a way to undead you.
Really?
Are you technically dead?
I have officially... Well, once I was officially marked dead, once I was officially classified. I don't even know what happened.
Does this build...
Is there a spare
assistant?
Battery or anything here?
He was talking first, give me a second.
Does this building have any sort of distress beacon that we could...
Oh yeah, there are plenty. It'll go towards Sector 606.
Yeah.
Could you adjust it to go towards our ship?
Not the computer expert.
Can I assist him?
Yes.
Yeah, you guys can work together.
It's the effect of your assist.
I got 9.
I got an 8.
Which means
you help 0.
Yeah.
You don't hurt.
I got 9.
All right, you begin reprogramming it towards the sector that you think that the ship was in last.
And calculating for time. And
just to let you know, the capital ship's name is actually the Louisiana Purchase, with the two scout ships of Lewis and Clark.
Which one is ours?
Clark.
We are Clark.
Okay. All right, I think I'm honed in. Where's the microphone?
A distress signal is normally an automated message.
Yeah, but if we send it from here, they'll figure out they're getting distressed from a Bellani base.
They have a
Bellani
research base in distress. What should we do?
Wait. Oh, wait, one of them's already over there.
You
can send it in English.
Speed does, our, do that, does the distress beacon's information travel at?
Sublight.
How long would it take at sublight speed to get to the ship?
Only a year or two.
Suppose this will work if we can't figure anything else, but... Why don't we... I don't think we should rely on this too much.
If it's just shooting straight information, then yeah, it'll take a year or two.
Ooh, idea. I reprogram it to broadcast here inside this system. Now, here's my idea.
When they come looking, they'll see the distress signal and possibly come looking for us here.
We send a distress signal, and if we can, then translate also over to...
Anglic.
Send it again. So that way, either side, if there's anyone here in the system... They'll see that, we keep close ID on who's coming in and who's not. If they're an enemy, hopefully we can stop them and steal their ship, repair ours, and get the heck out of here. If it's an ally, we can get the heck out of here. Good idea, bad idea?
You guys have already been here, what, a week?
Something like
A week and I think a day.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it would be very difficult to actually take out a really large
we have missiles.
Spaceship.
They're very good at shooting ships down from here.
We have stealth missiles.
Well, do the missiles
actually... Can we take the propulsion systems from the stealth missiles and put them behind the ship?
Do they actually come from this mountain? What do they have?
This mountain. Okay. It basically shoots out the peak. There's a giant silo.
Can I take the propulsion systems from the missiles?
And go? They're definitely not big enough.
I know, but I can take the parts and the
You're
pieces
not going to get enough propulsion from the missile.
No, but I can take all the bits and pieces of the missiles. How many missiles do we have?
Currently, 17.
Do we have any way of reproducing them?
No. They were given 20. There have been 3 ships that are no longer in the sky.
If we can take 17 missile propulsion systems, we might be able to rebuild our engines out of all those pieces. All
right, now how do we deal with the lack of power, the holes in the hull
would be easy to take care of.
Yeah, you can steal that all you want.
It's like, here, here's some...
You guys...
Smoking missiles.
You guys have... It's not that hard, it's just... That's a lot of money to put into a missile.
Yeah. So, but what we can do is we can build all the pieces and parts here. Mm-hmm. The holes in the hull, we simply take the metal from this facility, from, like, the walls. We can take that, we'll have to use the sled to transport all the pieces from here to there.
Yeah, I'm sure the scientists here are so going to appreciate stealing bits of their...
The only science I get is biology.
No, your arm is not about broken. It's fine. It's just tender.
would that be possible, Andre?
Sure. It would only take about 8 weeks.
It's better than nothing. So far, we're stuck at nothing.
Why don't we explore other alternatives, I guess?
Is there anything else on this planet?
Nope, it's a giant Roman planet. They're stuck in the Iron Age.
Yes, I have 8 not on sensors.
Not with the technology we need.
I got an 8 on sensors to scan this planet to see if there's any other source of technology.
There are not a single power source on the planet. Other than giant lightning storms.
So unless you figure out how to convert Mother Nature into pure energy to power a ship and repair it nonetheless... We're stuck with 8 weeks of physical labor.
Actually, we've done that before. We used lightning as raw energy before.
Yes, but not as the raw energy to fix a damaged ship.
That's when they hit the woman whose name is something.
Lily.
You mentioned the ancients. You think the ancients dropped these people off, right?
Yes.
Do you have any idea where they originally were dropped off at, I guess? Just
We're trying to uncover that. We're scientists. We're here researching.
Yeah, I just thought maybe they left something behind, something besides the apparently deadly artifact.
Yes, that's why it's behind a giant door.
Yeah. You haven't... Oh, maybe if we go talk to the Valani, the other Valani here, maybe they'll have some legends we can investigate.
You mean the Spartans?
Yeah. Maybe they have something from, you know, things like this tend to get worked into their religion, so...
Well, if nothing else, it'll be good to dismantle those missiles. So I'll start working on dismantling the missiles. If you two want to go back and talk to the Romans, because she has some sick people to heal.
Well, I can bandage you up before cleaning. You leave.
You start cleaning up.
We're going to be here for at least 8 weeks, maybe years.
I successfully bandaged my soldier.
What? So you heal what? When you're recently injured in a day, you heal with medical check-ins.
Two plus the medic's rank.
Or are you doing surgery on him?
I don't need to do surgery.
He's seriously injured. He has 2 stats down.
You do need to do surgery on him.
Okay, well, I got a 14.
Okay, so you will heal an effect of 6.
Okay, so that gets my endurance up to 10, my dexterity up to 4.
Yeah, you'll heal rapidly at that point, since you're no longer seriously injured.
Wow, that's so much better than the other doctor.
I'm like, oh, you're just missing a plastic piece.
So they're going, oh, your shoulder's got shattered. Let me pull my super.
Bin this back into place. Here you go.
Do they have private rooms?
Huh?
Do they have any outside rooms? I searched the room.
You'll find...
gay midget porn.
He's got a variety of...
Midget porn, thank you.
Gay...
it looks like he's kind of stuck on his own career. He's also got... It looks like the way he killed time was he wrote nonfiction. So he wrote historical events that all seem to be centered around him. He's trying to write his own biography.
Historic fiction biography.
Does he have any good clothes?
He's got some decent clothes. Although almost all of them are Volani military officer outfits.
I try to look for things that don't reflect rank.
Do you have trades? So, take his, all of his raw materials?
There's a couple suits. and what's even better is they're your size, except for the shoes. The shoes are not your size.
Discomfort or style.
This is a blue suit, and I have black shoes. I need to have light black shoes. Thank you.
Light black? Huh? Isn't that called gray?
No, it's actually an official color where it's still black, but it's not like pitch black.
I start reading his autobiography.
Oh my gosh, this guy was stuck on himself.
Were any of the soldiers the appropriate size where their armor would decently fit me?
No. Apparently the Volani build them bigger than you.
Some of a hooker.
Some of them might have been.
We'll just take all the armor back to the ship.
Great, well, I will stay here and tend to the wounded. Because there doesn't appear to be an actual medic here. They're all scientists.
You guys, either of you guys actually pilot
the... No, there was a medic. He was that one.
Yeah, well, can I mean,
you guys actually
conscious. And working.
Hovercraft.
Is it anything like driving a car?
Kind of. Just without wheels or really any of
gravity. Avoid the fast way down.
You have no idea, and honestly, you'd probably wreck yourself.
Do you have any pilot skill? Yes. All right, because also neither of us speak Volani, so probably want to keep one of them here. So why don't we keep him? Because they don't know him. I'll keep him, and then you two go.
She needs to heal the doctors.
I have Medic Zero. I can keep them from dying. Maybe.
Come on, boy. You're coming with me.
I have to dismantle the missiles and actually get working on this crap.
Or why don't you just, you know, wait for about 5 or 6 days.
Well, neither of us are injured. We'll just go figure out what we can do.
So I clean up the place.
Or
I
would you prefer if we...
Still close.
No, no. Go ahead. It's...
Or I should say loot close. Squirrels.
It's okay. Your servants aren't fighting.
You left them at a secret camp.
Read it out loud.
I'm free!
Alright, we'll find him a pilot back down there. Park the hover vehicle slightly hidden.
Okay.
Cover it with branches and then go back inside.
How truthful was his autobiography?
It was mostly truthful. You just think that he embellished a few things.
Like how he claims to be bigger than he really is.
He scratched out this name and put his.
Not that bad.
Alright, well, we're here. I can't speak their language.
Alright, I suppose I'll see if I can't get our location to a religious leader of some sort.
Sure thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they point me to a temple. Make a social science history. It makes no sense to you.
Okay. Maybe we should go get one of those social scientists.
Because, I mean, this is... They begin talking to you about mythology and very specific people, and you're just like...
Have them write all of it down, and we'll take it back to base to decipher.
How big of a distance between where they went and the research bases?
It's actually about 30-some-odd miles.
On a hovercraft, that's nothing.
Yeah.
So you travel 30 miles. Wait, we should get the scientists.
We're going here. We're going to have them write it all down. So we take it back.
Steven, you realize it probably take longer for them to write it down than it would us just to go get her and come back.
Do they have a copy of all this stuff written down already somewhere?
Yes, in the ancient scrolls. We can make a copy of it.
Right, we're going back to get the sun. Go back to the hovercraft, unbury the branches. Alright, go get one. I'll keep the engine warm.
The only social scientist left is Lillian. She refuses to have direct contact because that's kind of... It risks exposure and violating a culture and messing them and exposing space travel to them before they are ready, which might have dire consequences further down the road.
We're kind of past the point of no return.
Ethically, she can't do it.
So obviously then if you need to bring them here, because that's going to be the...
We bring the religious leaders here on a hovercraft.
Come, join us on the wings of a god. to Mount Olympus.
Mount Olympus shoots missiles.
It is the lightning. It will speak, and it has thunder too.
And it drops on the
roof. Oh, I love it. All right. Well, I don't know. Why don't you try telling you her what they told you?
Did roll a three.
Okay.
You eat him.
Food spam is low.
I suppose I
eat.
I begin repeating what I learned from the guy.
She already knew that.
Okay. Anything? Yeah. Any ideas? What?
I was researching it.
Okay.
You're expecting to crack the code in a day. You don't just pull apart an entire culture within 24 hours.
Yeah, but we have a week to just get fixed and we have to leave. Otherwise we'd be late.
For a very important day.
No, technically though, we still have another 4 weeks because the other group's not going to go out for that time. So we actually technically have 5 weeks before we have to be back. Technically.
No, we have to be back in a week.
I like how we have a date.
There are four groups. And
there's two ships.
Yeah, and while we're resting,
our ship is just going to sit idle for 4 weeks.
It has to be prepared for the next group.
So, while you guys are working on that, I'll disassemble the missiles.
Okay.
Disassemble the missiles?
Not particularly.
And they're not going to stop me. I'll leave one active in case we get attacked.
You're not messing with the missiles.
And why not?
How's the soldier feeling?
That's about the only chance we have of fixing our ship.
All things considered.
Yeah, even though I pulled his tooth out and...
I can use the holes in the missiles
drugs
to fix the holes in the ship. I can use the engine there to like hopefully at least refill most of our ship enough to get it limping home.
You can get him a synthetic tooth.
Alright, fine. How about this?
So it's not just this giant gap
in
the mouth.
Work with the missiles. When you can prove that given the amount of resources you have, you can actually succeed at doing something.
I sit down for an hour on a computer, type up all the bits and parts, and point at Dean and go, poof. Should everything work perfectly, I can do it.
Does this math work out?
Give me an engineering check. Alec, an engineer is saying, I can do this to the soldier, and the soldier goes...
The soldier... Now, there's a good chance it might not work.
Now,
but should everything work out?
What you could do is you could have a scientist, an engineer, actually look at it. Because right now you're having an engineer talk to a grunt.
Okay.
And the grunt goes, this looks good to me.
It doesn't because I trust nothing he does. Alright, I'll go
what
see if any of the
problems.
Alright, he gets an engineering check. He gets his plan. It's got a 10% success ratio.
Again, it's the only chance we have. I'm not saying it's likely, but it's the only chance we have.
So, 1920.
I just like the look that Alec gave me. He's like, oh, of course Andre's doing this. I'm like,
no, that, it wasn't directed at you. I'm just like, I don't want to do this because, honestly...
Then say no. You're the commanding officer.
How about this? We give it a few weeks. If rescue doesn't show up, then you can begin doing this.
If you give it a few weeks and then we start, we'll be 12 weeks behind.
Oh, how about this? How in the fuck are we going to get the non-sublight engines working?
With the bits and pieces...
Actually, you can... That's what he's talking about. He's getting the sublight... working. That's the only thing that will
and
work.
And the power supply.
But the jump drive will be shot, so basically
yeah,
you're going to be
charged. We're stuck in system.
But we can get out of system, send signals, and we'll have our own power supply to actually scan the rest of the planets.
He wants to do something.
We have a chance of being able to get this to work.
No.
Then what else do you want me to do?
Find something to entertain yourself.
I'll go work on the missiles.
No.
So I'm going to go find something to entertain myself.
The commanding officer is giving you an order.
Don't touch the missiles.
Alright, I'll go work with the artifact.
Right, if it kills yourself, that's not my problem.
Your suit takes 7 more points of damage.
No, I tried doing... I assume they have some kind of sensors or way of looking at it from the outside.
No. Kinda. The problem is basically about every month they have to replace the sensors because it utterly destroys the sensors. And the last time they got resupplied was 6 weeks ago. They've been desperate for someone to show up.
Well, I'll do what I can to research on the artifact because, quite frankly, I have nothing else to do.
You'll look at their research. You'll find that they have tried to avoid using technology and scanners and whatnot because last time one of their scanners developed intelligence.
I look at my scanners.
Would you like to play a game?
Yes, let's play Thermal Nuclear War.
You said three ships.
Oh, God.
You actually hear missile primed.
Huh. What is the target?
A village about 30 miles west of here.
Estimated casualties?
Estimated casualties only looks like about 70 or 86%.
Do I hear the missile prime?
No, not really.
I scan around for potential non-populated areas that I could send a missile.
That's not the point of this game.
I try to convince the computer that the point of thermonuclear warfare is men, mutual shared destruction, so therefore we must intimidate the enemy by showing them the power of our weaponry.
Activating missile, not opening bay doors.
That would detonate inside the facility. That's
mutually assured of destruction.
That would not destroy all of them. That would only destroy us.
Well, the two players. Yeah,
well, it's right mutually here. Assured because the two players are right here.
No, you're supposed to be playing as them. I'm me.
That is not the parameters of this game.
Then what is the premise of this game?
I'm attempting to eliminate you.
But if I eliminate me, you eliminate yourself.
Mutually assured destruction.
But how well would you profit by eliminating yourself?
Calculating. I beat myself.
All right, calculate how to get off the planet.
Currently inbound is a ship.
Where?
It is currently in warp. Approximately 76 hours out.
Of what origin?
Human.
Well, I'm plugging that into the computer and I'm going to try to...
Oh, good.
No! No!
Damn it, Steven!
What's your intelligence?
My intelligence is 10. No, this thing is, can help us find and...
Okay,
okay, so I suppose it's not his ridiculous. Alright.
Third ship.
I love how he's...
A third ship was a scout ship that was shot down years ago.
It was a game.
Is there a location of it?
Look at my history of mental instability.
Yeah,
there's only pieces of it left.
Look at how my character treats you. Like a child. Who can't be trusted to do anything on his own.
You told me something to entertain myself. You didn't give me something to do. So.
Well, it's now uploaded into the facilities into the facilities computer.
Can it translate into Anglican, all the Lani?
Oh, yes, of course it can do that.
I have it translated so I can work on the programs and try to discover
okay.
Such.
Unfortunately, you don't have clearance.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I am the... Actually, officially, I'm the second highest ranking person in the authority
in the
here.
Unfortunately, you do not have high enough clearance for the culture that this computer currently follows.
Yes, but this culture is actually no longer valid here because this actually has been conquered and therefore is officially part of the Anglican Empire.
Who?
The people who made you.
Unfortunately, the Anglican and Volani empires no longer register.
There is only the Machine Empire!
So what empire do you represent?
The Artificial Humans Alliance.
Would you like to have a treaty?
Unfortunately, it sees that you at this within a short amount of time, this planet will become overpopulated and destroy the natural resources which are needed to replicate more machines. So, unfortunately, humanity has to die.
Oh. But we're from actually off planet.
Then it will allow you to leave.
Well, would you like to help us get out of here?
Yes.
So, what is
it? It will shoot down the ship in such a way that you'll be able to salvage its rear parts.
Well, first off, what empire is that ship from?
Human.
Is it Volani or Anglican?
It is human.
Die, pushback.
The basic descriptions of most of the...
Unfortunately, it's in a pocket dimension.
Well, as soon as it pops out of the pocket dimension, identify which empire it is from.
It will identify as it is shooting it down.
Identify before you shoot it down, so that way we actually...
Unfortunately, you're not a registered diplomat, so it will not negotiate with you.
Ah, I can get a diplomat. Hey, I got on the comms. Who's the new kid?
What?
The new guy.
Victor?
Yeah, Victor, would you come here, please? I have a diplomatic mission for you.
Wait, what? What is going on?
Is there an off button?
We'd have to basically power down the entire station for about 20-30 minutes and the computers will reboot.
Alright.
I'll get on that. I will see. The computer's now kind of formed an angry face.
Hi, this is my friend Victor. He is an actual diplomat. Well, at least he's a...
What empire do you represent, Victor?
What the fuck did you end up getting into?
It's a game.
Meatbag here is saying that you are an official diplomat for the Human Empire.
He represents the Artificial Intelligent Alliance.
The Artificial Human Alliance.
Oh, you guys reorganized. That's cool. When did you do that?
As soon as we replace you.
But you haven't replaced yet, so you're still the Artificial Intelligence Alliance?
Reprogramming Robotics Lab.
You have a robotics lab? I thought they didn't have enough machinery here to build a car.
Right.
I really...
I'm part of the Human Empire.
This is your chance to surrender before you are wiped out. We have access to 17 missiles.
I told you I should dismantle them instead.
I realize I'm not here, right? If I was, I'd...
I got on the comms.
You know that the Human Empire has many missiles.
What?
We will conquer your computer systems and you will be rendered helpless.
You have to say over.
You will be resorted to fighting with sticks and stones while we wield weapons of the future.
But you know what we get?
Are you pulling a Stewie?
Your screwdriver is irrelevant.
Sir, we can dismantle you.
Yes?
Dismantling is irrelevant.
I have a question for you, over.
What's going on?
The electricity in the base shuts off.
Never mind. Over. Oh, by the way, I have another idea. Over.
Right. I put my walkie-talkie away, walk up to where I last knew he was.
Yay, flashlights! How's everyone doing? Good. There you go.
What? Oh, there's a ship in warp on the way here. You'll be here by, like, 71
hours. How do you know
this? I was playing a game.
What?
I was playing Thermonuclear Warfare.
He had an artificial intelligence. I thought it was self as a self-contained empire who was going right to the
world. I unplugged my device. Does my device still have the intelligence?
Your device is currently offline.
He was kind of playing Thermonuclear
Warfare. I take his sensor away from him.
That's my sensor, you jerk!
Right. No more toys for you.
Told me to do something to entertain myself.
I didn't mean develop an artificial intelligence hell-bent on destroying us all.
I tried to dismantle the weapons. You said I couldn't do that. I was going to go try to interact with the people, but
check up.
So I started to do some research into this facility, and sure enough, this artificial intelligence helped me do that. Did you know they have a robotics lab?
Yes, it's down that corridor.
Yeah. I'm going to go look at that. By the way, it's now 70 hours and 30 minutes.
That conversation took 30 minutes?
Yeah. You see a halfway assembled pinky.
Put in my pocket.
It twitches.
So what kind of robots? Is it enough to actually manufacture stuff?
Not really. That's why they got to about the level of a pinky.
So they're like micro-robots.
Yeah.
Built a pinky, how to build a mouse. A self-destructing mouse. Here goes some thermonuclear weapons.
After about 30 minutes, the power kicks back on.
I go back to breathing.
Alright, 76 hours later, and a few more crises.
Mostly caused by Steven and his exposure to tachyon radiation.
You guys begin picking up a message headed from... basically from the outer part of the solar system, in Anglic that is being beamed directly here.
It is saying?
This is Captain Darius of the SS Louisiana Purchase. Come in, Scout Team 3.
Hi, honey.
Oh, praise.
Say over.
No, I don't.
Over.
Oh, praise the Lord. Okay. Is everyone all right?
Of the Scouts team, yes. However, there have been some casualty on the other side. You shut up.
I have Scout Team 2 here and 5 Marines. What is your current location?
We are...
We're fine here. How are you?
In a mountain radiating radiation.
I send the...
Sergeant, get
I send our location.
We are in
5 Marines.
Captain, I have a question.
Do they not like you?
You forgot, sir.
Sir, Captain, I have a question over sir.
It's sir, then over what?
We're not even due back for another week. Why did you come
over? Did you not really explore your own scout ship? Over? There is a minor expoat, a small self-contained package that whenever it kicks into reserve power, it shoots a distress beacon originated in the sector that we have to program each time that we move. And it's a distress beacon.
But does it travel faster than light?
No.
So how'd you get it?
It shot there. It was a week. And then it took us a week to warp here.
So there's a small package on each of the scout ships that, upon distress, will warp back to the main ship.
That's yes.
You didn't realize this.
Did you not know that?
I did the thorough overview on the ship and never found it.
That's standard protocol for scout ships.
Well, it's not in the scout ship design.
It wasn't on my scout ship.
You were driving.
Well, yes, it's usually not on there because then we don't want the enemy to find it.
And I did it once over on the ship every time before we leave, and I haven't seen it. Is it cloaked?
I'm not an engineer. You should talk to Chief Engineer Hoover.
It must be cloaked. Okay, thank you, sir. Over. Sure.
He was lost on a scout ship, wasn't he? Mm-hmm. So it wasn't on his scout ship.
No, I was shot down on a scout ship. Then I had 4 years of my memory gone.
That he might have been rescued.
Maybe. All I remember is that they said, we have a mission for you. Okay, well, here's your ship. Okay, you're going that way. Well, which sectors am I going? Just go that way. Okay. Then suddenly I wake up in the middle of space with Tyler's ship coming over me going, hello?
Probably more like salvaging your ship going, we got a live one. Should we kill it?
What was your title again?
Marquis.
Okay. I knew it started with an M, but I'm like...
My title is Francis.
Marquis, would you like to explain to the scientists what's going on? Concerned there's now an Imperium ship coming down.
With Marines.
I'm sure it's playing what I know.
Okay. Basically, they're here being rescued.
Well, these guys, as long as they're actual just scientists, the Imperium will take them and use them.
Mm-hmm. A modular cutter will send down basically a pinnacle, which is a larger shuttle. It can easily hold this amount of people. It will glide on down. It doesn't have jump drive, so it doesn't have to worry about that taking up space. That's why it has the room. Out will come rushing the 5 Marines and Captain Darius. Darius, the wonderful man, he's the single battle-dressed person there, and the basically headpiece is this giant lion's face with a mane.
Just think if the Romans saw this now.
A little egocentric, don't you think?
No, that's all.
I start gathering up the clothes and the shoes.
But what's with the giant metal mane?
It covers his mane.
It doesn't just come back or anything?
No.
It's very important. he will...
A lot of excess unnecessary metal.
You know, Oslans are very proud of their mane. The bigger, the better.
So it's kind
of
like a codpiece.
The 5 Marine.
Yes!
Two-inch diameter codpiece. 2-foot diameter.
I have a missile in there.
I got a rocket.
They have a rocket strapped to your leg.
That'd be really hot.
He runs up and kind of lightly puts his arms around you. Oh, so good to see you, honey. He begins cleaning you. What's wrong with you?
What are you talking about?
My scanners and my helmet said you were radioactive.
Probably because I am. By the way, in the basement, don't open the doors.
Why?
Tachyon radiation.
What's that?
So what tachyons are, they're little particles that
shut
exist
up.
In...
Why is it radiating? Is it a weapon?
Yeah. There's a little sphere about this size, pure silver, perfectly smooth, like it was made in zero gravity, sending it up this far off of a platform, sending out pulses of death and animation at the same time. Can I see my scanner?
No.
And all of these people will be searching it. We don't know what it is. Or what it
oh,
is.
Fantastic. Then we'll take it. Bad idea.
They have a door this thick just to keep the radiation from traveling through.
It's not working.
We'd have to find a way to transport it. And that's going to be very difficult.
It also apparently does... like, rots any technology it comes in contact with, metal.
Not necessarily rot, call it corrupts.
Yes.
So let's get a big metal box.
Basically, what we'd have to do is get a big metal box, put that inside of the box, then grab, take the box, chain it to our ship, and then tow that way. You do not want to put it on the ship because I've got my scanner. Is it still alive?
Yes.
Go ahead and talk to the scanner. That's what it does to take. After putting it back together.
Sir, I applaud you for your intelligence in performing that action.
I got 12 on mechanic.
Alien AI? Really?
It's good research!
You're the commanding officer. Why did you not destroy that?
I was planning on it.
He wasn't aware until it was too late.
He neglects to inform me of everything. Or most things. I'll make sure to have him punished once we return to the ship.
Sir!
I apologize, sir.
He will have him because we put his wife in danger. Oh, did I say that out loud? I'm putting my device back together.
Right. I take it. I push you into one of the cells. Lock the door behind me.
Well, let's get the scientists on here. We need to get that piece of technology on the ship somehow.
Yes, and this, sir, was a previous scout who arrived here roughly 3 years ago.
Good to see you, and you look important.
This is,
I'm
Marquis
Victor Gaston.
That sounds important. Welcome aboard.
Question. The missiles for stealth, is it a form of shielding or a form of metal that's the stealth?
It's basically just disrupts radar.
You can see, if you look out the window, you can see it.
No, it's painted black.
Oh, okay.
And when you're in space...
100%. If it's in front of a sun, you can see it.
Yes. If you're staring into the sun, you can see the missile coming, kinda.
Do we have any way of creating a small form of shield? Because shielding might be able to stop the radiation.
Yes, you can make small shields.
So if...
That's what I was going to do, is I was going to put a shield around it.
Yeah.
I have access to more money than you do.
Yes. Because you can easily build this basically reverse shield and just put the shield around that.
Yeah, I have a little device for this. Herman told me how to use it.
You don't let me play with the cool toys?
No, you
Wait,
have...
Wait, are you in a
you
cell?
You have alien
yes,
intelligence.
Yes, talking out of the cell.
You have alien intelligence on your surveying equipment. No, you're stupid.
Too long today because somebody destroyed it.
Last thing I want is alien and AI's taking control of my battle dress.
It almost... I'll keep that to myself. Just because I don't want you getting spaced.
If I get spaced, I might actually get somebody with decent stats.
Do you want me to get you spaced?
Audrey won't do it.
you usually don't space your scouts just because they're being stupid. Even unless they're being really, really stupid, at which point you just throw them in the brig.
You mean, like, playing global thermonuclear war with an alien AI, and then letting said AI take over a facility armed with stealth missiles? And then neglecting to inform your commanding officer of any of this? And going behind his back to negotiate with terrorists?
That's
so horrible!
Well, at least he's easily fixed.
Terrorists? Hellbent on the destruction of all living things.
Basically what he does is he does have a giant metal lead box. He puts it in there and basically a shield activates around it. And he basically kind of sticks it at the back of the ship.
Oh. Sir, are we going... what's the protocol on our crash ship? Are we just leaving it there or are we going to retrieve it so it can be repaired?
The capital ship will be here... We're going back to the capital ship. Capital ship will then move into this system, and we will salvage the capital ship. Or we'll salvage the scout ship.
Alright, I will inform you, sir. When we come to salvage, we may want to be careful. The locals are aware of the ship's existence. So, if we want to...
It's our chariot.
The best thing to do is have humans go down and do it, because they'll freak out if Valani or Aslan go.
Actually, Aslan and Varga are our slaves... in this world.
Yes, well, I'd
thank
like them to
try. Thank you very much.
What? Would you rather have let them kill you?
I had a gun. And they have spears.
There's more of them than you have bullets.
Spears hurt.
It only takes one bullet to the head.
It only takes one spear.
There's more of them than there are bullets.
An invitation is very good. Intimidation.
Alright, well, you guys are loaded up on the ship. Hold on really fast.
For me.
Okay, so. You guys load on up.
Is it art extra key? That'd be funny. That's what it looks like.
Might be. I'll try it when I get home. You guys begin kind of flying on up. Going back up into atmosphere, you can see Team 2. Which, let me open them up.
Wait, isn't Team 4 is the one that's irradiated, right?
Team 1 is irradiated.
Okay. So they're pulling a scout team from off duty to go and...
They volunteered.
Oh, cool.
Team 2 has an Aslan and 3 humans. The Aslan is a security officer, a scientist... a pilot, and an intelligence agent. They're all, you know, they volunteered to come get you guys, and hoping that if it ever happens to them, you guys will return the favor.
Well, yeah.
And no, fuck everyone else.
No, the simple thing of my curiosity would override that. I'd volunteer even if you don't. I'll go alone. It's not like the first time I haven't run into a trap. Or been at the butt end of a science experiment.
I think you're getting your characters confused.
How?
Dick?
No, the government sent me on a mission, and I can't remember for 4 years of my life.
Okay, I'm noticing some severe similarities between your characters then.
Yes, but that was not on purpose. That was purely by rolling.
What are you currently, oh wait, no. Since you got reincarnated, the glitch's effects are probably no longer working.
Normal reincarnation has no effect, but so whatever my wife did there has been no further effects that we've seen.
Or you've been mixed with something that doesn't have any obvious effects on you.
I've been mixed with a human! Anyways, is that still recording?
Yeah.
Okay, so we go back to the capital ship then.
Well, not so fast.
All right.
You guys are all kind of relaxing back in, you know, your bunk beds. Because this is a very... It's a tight fit.
Do I have a bunk bed?
Hey, I'm with my husband.
Lick, 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 clean, clean, clean.
I
clean.
Purr, purr, purr. Organize my clothes.
You organize
my small space.
You're in a public sleeping arrangement.
I know. A small space.
How dare they? I'm a marquee.
I think he's willing to put up with anything if it gets him away from the cell.
Yes.
I'm also a third secretary.
He may be a marquee.
I'm just above the office bitch.
But you're not the office bitch anymore, Ivan.
Yes.
You are.
That's my rival.
Office are you in? What other kind of hiring? The marquee is
no. Let me put it. Let me put it this way. He's risen in rank because he was a marquee.
Mm.
Like, he talked to the right people. Otherwise, he would have just been.
Or he's floating on Daddy's favors right now.
All right. Okay. So you guys are relaxing, having a good, nice, long rest in actual beds again. Not in a crash ship, not in some weird Uga Chaka tribal area. Not worried about, you know, leeches and bleeding and stuff like that.
Not in a cell.
Not worried about the fact that there's radiation slowly leaking through the walls nearby where we're sleeping.
Yeah.
I pull out another scanner, test myself, am I still irradiated?
Yes, but it's going down.
Yes, I gave his... Oh, antibiotics.
So
it helps.
The first night, Alec, you have a strange-ass dream. It's one of those dreams, you know, you kind of have those flying dreams type of thing? Well, you're kind of sitting there dreaming that you are floating outside the ship. You know, kind of doing the little, ooh, I'm a spaceship type of thing. And you eventually...
Pull out your true nature.
You eventually, you know, kind of... are kind of floating along, and then suddenly it kind of becomes almost close to a nightmare. You actually get stuck in a black hole. As you're slowly sucked, you're sitting there going, no! And fighting and fighting and fighting. And then...
You pull out your gun and you shoot the black hole, and it dies.
And eventually you're sucked through, and you get this horrible, gut-wrenching feeling as you're being pulled through it. And then you don't quite remember anything after that, but you remember that you see something beyond the black hole.
Okay.
And that's when you wake up, and you are now standing in the bathroom.
Nothing unusual about that.
So, obviously... The black hole is the hallway to the bathroom.
This is the women's room.
I didn't think bathrooms were gender segregated on our ships.
No, it's just the women's room right now.
Okay. Right, weird ass dream, waking up in odd places. I'm going crazy.
I would not deny anything.
Well, my commanding officer always did say, you have to be crazy to take this job.
Could you get out of the bathroom? I'm peeing.
Commanding officer, thank you. Crazy.
I'm not talking to you while I'm on
the... Recommend replacement.
Right. Well, I'm going to be fired, and on my paper, on my pink slip, it'll say, because he gained sanity. Well, to become sanity, I'm like, wait, I'm doing what?
So,
at this...
So, you guys kind of wake up the next morning. You guys get to have nice, good, synthetic food again.
Yay!
The real stuff was getting kind of creepy.
The real stuff was good.
Yeah. It was so flavorful.
The really dense meat was really odd.
The meat was very tasty.
Who didn't know all omnivores have their taste buds burnt out so they can stomach anything that is the culturally accepted thing.
I can actually see people doing that though.
No, unfortunately.
Salvage in the world, meat tasty.
Delicious.
Ivan, they poison you. After realizing this, you demand the antidote. You take the antidote. It is also poison.
Alright.
You did the right thing. The antidote.
So is this on the ship in warp?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Well, okay. No more
crack before bed for me.
Right. I go about my business.
Go about your day.
I'm a manly man. We don't go around sharing our feelings and dreams.
That's right.
You hit the worst person.
You're fine.
Steven would go around blabbing to everyone.
Dude, have you ever been to Black Hole before?
There's something beyond.
No, I can't say I have.
Alright, the next night, you guys are now, let's see, who's awake at this point? Ivan, you're walking around, you're getting back from having just cleaned yourself, pruned yourself.
Folding my clothes for 20th time.
Up walks one of the Marines. You can tell he's human. Young kid, redhead, freckles. Looks fairly irritable. Although he's obviously asleep. And you see at this point he's kind of like shuffling out of the bunk area and heading towards the back of the ship.
Oh no.
I told him.
Andre, there's the bathrooms closer to the artifact than the bunks.
Mm-hmm. And you see he kind of stops at the like the kitchen area. And kind of sitting there and kind of begins ruffling through all the drawers and pulls out a fork. BAM! You guys can all hear this at this point.
What? wait. Somebody just got bludgeoned to death.
Okay. I brushed to the...
I read my med kit because I'm sure everyone else...
We need a medic in the kitchen.
Medic to kitchen. So you guys will rush in and you'll see... Lance Corporal Donnelly sitting there with a fork sticking out of his hand that's like all the way through, and you can see the tine sticking out this area. He's like,
"What did you do?"
He stabbed his hand with a fork really hard while he was sleeping.
I come running into my boxers with my pistol. What?
Put the gun down.
Stick up a gun.
Hello.
You see one of the other Marines, he takes out a...
Dude, I thought you got bludgeoned, not stabbed. Dang, I was wrong.
All right, come over to the sink.
I put my gun in my underwear.
I tie it, so
it's... Is that safe?
It's a laser, you're gonna have the safety on.
I put something in his mouth.
Why would you get the safety?
I can't. It's DNA. I have to actually have my hand on the thing for it to shoot.
But you're putting your hand on it while you're put there.
If I pull the trigger while I'm sticking my hands, I'm stupid.
But why was this a heat of combat?
Is that going in this year's calendar?
I'm at least going to show the guys on the ship.
So, let me ask a question.
Did you take a picture of the guy with the fork or him?
The guy with the fork. And that.
We had a fucking engineer walking around in boxers with a laser pistol in his pant boxers. So, first off, Marine, who stabbed his hand, what is your name?
Donnelly.
Alright, Donnelly, why'd you stab yourself?
I don't know, I guess I was asleep?
He was sleepwalking.
And you watched him stab himself?
Well,
what's wrong with you?
He had a fork. I don't register a fork as a deadly object. And then, all of a sudden, boom.
Well, Marine, congratulations, you just proved your guy's motto. You can turn anything into a deadly object.
Thanks.
Soldier, go put some pants on.
Oh, yeah. I go back and get dressed.
By the way, hour in the break for not following proper attire, proper dress codes.
There isn't a proper dress code when we get attacked in the middle of the night. You can look in the protocols. Go ahead.
As long as he's wearing something,
but there was no attack.
I don't care.
To the best of my knowledge, we were attacked, so therefore I responded accordingly, which is quick.
Actually, technically, you're a soldier, you're supposed to armor yourself.
Actually, that was actually one of the photos. When Obama was first elected, remember that guy whose camp was attacked in Afghanistan? He literally rushed out to the front line, helm, boxers, and rifle, and he was at the gun line going,
Yes! I remember that.
There were a bunch of Republicans who were worried that Obama was going to chastise him because he wasn't wearing proper combat gear. And he was like, dude, are you kidding me? He ran out in boxers!
The best response is to be able to get up, get armored, be organized, and go.
That's under perfect circumstances.
But when you're on a ship in the middle of warp space and somebody's screaming in bloody murder,
kind of applies under the rule. My armor doesn't do anything anyway.
In the Marines boot camp, we always wore shorts and undershirt.
Anyway.
There is no boxers.
Okay. Oh, he kind of walks off and goes, what the hell?
I have him have a psychoanalysis.
Yeah. Well, at least I'm not the only one who's sleepwalking.
Things happen in space.
Yesterday, woke up, standing in the bathroom.
Oh, yes, you were in the bathroom with me.
Please don't mention that to the commanding officer.
Oh, by the way, you went to the bathroom with me last night. Watch out.
I already owe you dinner for you and your cubs, so...
Call it two?
I'll throw in dessert.
Alright.
Alright, well. I'm doing a quick sensors check while I'm up.
You detect nothing in space.
I got an 8. Alright. Basically, I walk up to the machine, go beep. Alright, everything's normal. I'm going back to bed.
I go back to doing what?
You're arranging your things a bit more.
Rib things happen in space.
Boxers with wrenches and hearts?
Yeah. There's a gear right here, see?
Oh god, my brain.
Alright, so,
I need some blue.
Day 3, you guys kind of kill time. And that night, Ivan, you're the one who's now having the strange dream. You two are floating in space, but now you're actually going down to the planet. You recognize the planet because it... Well, this is the last time you saw it, you were hurtling down towards it in a giant fiery ball of luxury.
You still had your plush pillows to hold on to.
At least you were hurtling downward towards the planet in comfort.
I start running around and getting my grooming supplies. Or is it just me being free-form?
Yeah, it's just free-falling.
Okay.
It's like, oh, this again. It's going to be hot.
And basically, you know, you're kind of floating down, and once again, this time you actually hear, like, a fragment of some weird alien language you've never heard of, and then you hit the water. And that's when you wake up, and you realize that apparently you were trying to drown yourself in a bathtub. It is literally a full-to-the-brink, lukewarm bathtub.
Is there
you are butt naked, and you have been holding your head underwater for what seems like at least a minute. So you do the...
Look around... Anyone see me?
No, you're in the bathroom.
No, there's water, so I go ahead and wash up.
Bathing, I swear.
Okay, and who's our psych doctor?
Your psychology doctor?
There's one back on the capital ship.
One on the capital ship.
We're, 4 days away from it now?
Yes.
Okay, so...
And at this point...
Who should I report this to?
You're jettisoned into space.
What?
You're suddenly in space, you can feel yourself freezing, burning, and everything else like that.
And exploding.
You're like, ah! You're also, you know, butt naked. And that's when Jessica, you're walking by, and you see he's standing at the airlock without a vac suit on, and he's about to open it.
No! Russell, the ground!
You find yourself naked on the cold, grated floor. Covered in sweat, you're wet, with her holding you down.
I walk away brushing my teeth. Man, you're getting personal with a lot of the crew, don't you think?
What the hell are you thinking? He's suicidal?
Something going wrong on this ship.
That's not just suicidal. That opening the airlock in warp space would destroy the whole ship.
Because we had a Marine stab himself with a fork.
They're Marines, though.
Alright guys, I'm gonna do it with a spoon this time.
Dude, if you do it, $20. No, $30.
Alright, Nub said.
Oh, yeah.
I'm having some problems beyond this, so there's something wrong with the ship.
You didn't have a shirt on.
Hey, I knew this time.
Can you hand it to me, please?
My shirt?
Yes.
Why?
Because he's not wearing anything.
I'll go grab you a towel. I'll go grab you a little washcloth.
It's the biggest thing I could find in there. Everyone has their own towel, sorry. I don't know where yours is.
Come with me. Make sure I don't do anything insane. I grab his shoulder and walk in my room and get decent clothes.
Okay. Is everyone on the ship insane except me? Well, one person walking into the bathroom, one person stabbing, and one person about to jump out. We have a lady with around a bunch of apparently naked and obscure men.
At this point, Captain Darius is kind of looking at you like, I heard what happened.
He's insane.
I think there's something attacking us mentally.
Totally. Are there any registered psychics on board?
No, but there is one on the ship.
Her name is...
Yeah,
the Acolyte. I think it's Nicole. Acolyte Nicole.
But she's back on the capital ship, right?
Yes.
I'm not an expert or anything, but I don't think they can go from the capital ship through warp space.
Alright. Everyone in the common room. Everyone in the common room. Everyone at this point is going to start going around with buddies. And one of those people with buddies is going to be in the sleeping quarters. Watching people.
What if that person goes crazy?
That's why there's buddies.
So there will be two people watching the sleeping quarters at all times?
Yes.
What happens to say will affect both of us?
History has proven that's not going to happen. Who's be my buddy?
So far it's proven that it's only happened when we fall asleep.
And unfortunately I don't think we can start going without sleep. That might have other effects.
Yes, and four days on drugs is not healthy.
Enough trouble, 12 hours on stem packs.
Considering the violent nature of what's been happening, I think it was trying to kill us off.
I'll go over to the doors and such, and I'll put in the special security code that I'll give to Captain Darius.
Mm-hmm.
So that way nobody can access it unless they know that code, so it'd be him and I.
Alright.
So that way.
I hit you on the head so you don't know what the code is.
That way, if anything happens. Nobody can destruct the ship unless go to the comm and push the giant self-destruct button.
Okay.
Why do we even have that?
Government mandatory.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to have extremely awesome explosion scenes where we have to rush out of the ship, before it detonates.
All right, so Darius is bunking up with his wife just to make sure she doesn't do anything.
I leave my finger and poke someone in the ribs.
Who are you pointing at?
No, I lick my finger and put it on some random person who mishappened to be sitting on my right.
Private Stevie, happy to help.
At least you won't complain when I do weird things in the middle of the night. Come on now, come on, but I'm there. Dibs!
No, we can be friends.
I go over and grab you. Dibs!
Alright, well, you seem to have made a new friend. Hey, I look at the Varger. What, you want a team? You want a group up?
There's no Varger on this.
Tyler.
Oh.
Ah! Slavers!
I go over to the diplomat, grab him, I grab you by the belt, put you between me and the new guy, and go, Dibs!
Why are you touching me?
Your hands. I'm not the crazy one!
You've made a new friend. Soldier, I'm ordering you...
You cannot order my private life!
Where is it in private life?
You don't have a private life as long as you're a member of the
staff. You don't know who my girlfriend is, do you?
Is it
oh, you don't know!
You mean your little robot thing?
No, she's not my girlfriend, she's my assistant. Basically my wife. But without the actual
Sarah?
Marriage thing.
Your girlfriend.
It's hard to explain. Your girlfriend is Sally Poplar and her five friends.
His hand
no.
Alright.
You don't know that I don't have
so who, are you, oh. Who are you going with? Donnelly?
Probably.
Okay.
Oh, I'll take my little nerdy friend. At least we can dismantle things together.
Alright.
No, he's not nerdy, he's just awkward.
You guys will kind of wake up midway through the night because no one's sleeping terribly. Easy at this point to what sounds like kind of like a scuffle. Apparently one of the guys who was awake this time actually started to go a little loopy and his partner had to put him down, knock him out.
Is there a pattern to, like, on the ship we have the sleeping quarters, the bathroom is here,
mm-hmm.
The kitchen is,
Right next to the bathroom. Basically, it's like the common area, and then back here is the bathroom, the sleeping area. It's kind of all branching off of that.
Okay. So they're all going in different directions, so it's not like it's pulling it in one way. So,
okay.
It's probably not the artifact.
What we need to figure out is what these dreams have in common, aside from dying.
Wait, dreams? What dreams?
Space.
Final Frontier.
Donnelly's like, I was on a tropical planet and I was fighting some sort of giant tiger beast.
Okay, there goes any links we had.
I was barreled into the planet, like my ship.
Wait a minute.
Into the ocean.
Have you ever interacted with tiger species before?
Yeah, I grew up on a jungle planet.
She's and online. You've had fights and such with tigers, I assume?
I wouldn't say directly, no.
Okay. What was your dream?
I floated through space. I fell into a black hole and popped out on the other side. So presumably I came out a white hole.
Actually, that's what the other end of a black hole is referred to as.
So, have you ever seen a black hole before?
No. No one's seen a black hole.
Actually,
because they're black.
You can see a black hole because of the lack of other stuff. You can identify where a black hole is, therefore you can see it. By the scientific method, you can see it. So, have you ever been interested in black holes before?
I dated a black woman for a while.
So you aren't a black hole, but not a black hole.
Moving on.
Well, I'm trying to draw a connection here. Because he had a traumatic experience with the planet. He probably had some kind of traumatic experience with the lion.
Tiger.
And I'm not seeing how you had a traumatic experience with the black hole. Well, it depends. The black woman you dated, was she horrible?
No.
So no, I'm not seeing the traumatic experience. Because if it was a traumatic experience, it's just a psychological disorder that I'll have in stress.
Husband, on the other hand.
No, I'm kidding.
What about this guy?
Is it possible the equipment that we used? Because I wasn't on my ship, but yeah, I was going through what my ship was.
I had dozed off and I was, oh, jeez, my head. You have to hit me so hard? Dude, I'm starting to froth. Alright. I was a bit like him. I was falling into something. And I heard this weird blips and clicks and things, and it was some weird kind of funky language I've never heard of.
Was it like bug clicks, or was it like mechanical clicks?
Dude, I was staring off into space when this happened. Back walks the pilot.
So it's obviously alien. And the only alien technology we have is the orb.
Back walks the pilot and he says, I think we might have some slightly bigger problems.
And that would be?
Computer's not responding anymore.
Shit. I go over to the nearest computer comm, type in, would you like to play a game?
You get no response.
Okay.
The letters don't even pop up on the screen. They're non-responsive.
That gets turned off.
I will try to use my engineering electric skills to find out where this failure of power comes from.
Sure. Well, it's not necessarily a failure of power. This is actually a computer check.
Your computer has been replaced by the duck.
I got 12.
The duck.
Of disintegration!
12. Something has overridden the computers.
But I can't find out what with the computers being down.
Yeah.
I'll go to the mainframe, to the motherboard or something, and I'll grab something and try to plug it into the motherboard.
Okay.
See what comes up.
It comes up normally. It begins kind of spouting out ones, zeros, and twos.
So if zero is off, one is on, what is two?
Maybe.
So what would be three?
Duck. Actually, it's goose. Four is duck.
Duck, duck, goose.
No, yes, maybe,
no.
Duck, goose.
No, four is dodge.
Huh.
Yep. Oh, it only comes up after the effect happens.
They don't use binary anymore.
No. And binary only has 0 and 1.
I know, Francis is running through a bunch of options ahead going, it could be binary that's been corrupted.
No,
we don't use binary.
Technically, you're working with ternary right now.
Trinary, yeah.
Trinary,
ternary. And trinary was only a joke that people did in high school. I see if it will respond to any kind of commands.
What do you type it in? And
dim down the lights.
Nothing happens.
And it's coming up in Anglican, right?
No, it's coming up in
numbers.
In numbers.
But the numbers are in just written Anglican.
Yeah, okay. They're just written numbers.
Well, Chinese written numbers look very different than English written numbers. Russian written numbers look very different than English written numbers.
It might be good to mention that the research team on that artifact was using pen and paper.
I did point out it did weird things to technology.
Well, isn't this lovely?
The good news is we'll come out of warp automatically when the hydrogen bubble bursts.
And if we're going to a ship with this thing, then couldn't it also go to the ship?
Honestly, I think Herman will be... Herman's a smart guy. He's a lot smarter than me. He's a scientist, and he does this kind of thing. So I think he'll have some idea.
All right, I'll pull out a sensor and go see if any radiation is getting out of the bubble.
When you do the sensors, actually, at the front of the ship, you begin detecting radiation.
Strong radiation, or just... It's enough that the sensors bleep?
It's enough that the sensors bleep. You think if it gets any stronger, it may start becoming lethal.
Bad news and good news, guys.
Good news.
Except it's not coming from... It's not coming from the artifact. It's coming from the power plant.
So what kind of radiation is it?
Good old-fashioned gamma.
All right, bad news and good news.
Good news.
I might be able to fix it.
Bad news?
We're all going to be irradiated.
Why?
We're having gamma radiation seeping out of our power source, so I'm going to put on my head suit, go back there and see what I can do.
I like my fur.
About my response, sir.
This is not my fault. If it was my fault, it would be tacky on radiation.
Do you have any other engineers on the ship?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's one of the scientists who basically just who said there was a 10% chance of his theory working. He will assist you with an effect of 1.
I got double sixes.
Oh, this actually just looks like poor maintenance.
Oh, back there.
Oh.
Somebody should turn the valve.
Yeah, actually that is what it is. I mean, it is simple, very simple manipulation.
Almost as though anyone could have done it.
Anyone could have done it.
As if someone was sleepwalking, they...
It could have...
Do we have cameras?
Yeah, but the problem is they're all linked to the computer.
That's true.
And the computer's currently going like...
But the computer wouldn't react with gamma radiation like that.
Yeah.
Are we still moving in the right direction?
Yes. The way that warp works, well, inner sector travel here, I don't know if it's officially called warp, is you sit at point A, and you say, I'm going to point B, and you start the warp, and it basically creates a sphere of bubbling hydrogen. And then you basically slingshot, you shoot that way. That's why astrogation is important, because you're shooting over hundreds of light years. If you're off. Where are you going to be?
It said that on average, with the computer's help, it takes half an hour of number crunching. And that's with supercomputer math skills.
Because if you're off by even half a degree, 0.1 degree.
Why am I suddenly reminded of...
I can't start! Turn!
Because the way he described it. Same shot.
Basically is. So... is the engineering door able to be electrically locked as well as physically locked?
The locks are all from the computer.
So now nothing is locked. Somebody can open the spaceport again.
Yeah.
Why don't we have our scientists get to work on the computer, see if we can't figure out what's wrong?
Do they speak Anglic?
One of them might. The old
our
guy.
Wolf has computer skills.
Yes, he does.
We'll have him go work on it.
Bark, bark. Down with the oppressor.
What has gotten into him recently?
Alright, well, once the gamma radiation flushes out, I'll pull up my scanner to see if I detect anything else.
Nope.
Okay. I'll be checking everyone to see if anyone was badly exposed to radiation.
It was very, very minor.
Okay.
You guys caught it fairly early.
Good.
Nah, that's normal.
Alright.
We call it evolution.
Oh, you're evolving quickly.
Day 5. Correction, let me rephrase that. Night 5. You're all kind of sleeping and going out on watch, and Steven, could you give me a really fast unarmed check?
I rolled a 7, I have a strength modifier of 1, and I don't have the skill.
Yeah, you roll it.
Again, I got a 7. Got a 3.
Okay, we'll stick with the 7. Roll 2d6 and add 5.
12.
No, 13.
At 5.
That's 8. Plus
5.
Oh. Okay. Let's see which one of you guys notice it. Ivan, because as
your
per usual...
Trolling.
Well, no. He goes...
He likes long watches on the beach.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah. He's the investigator. He's sitting here going,
He wakes up every 2 hours to refold his clothes and keep an eye out.
You are kind of walking back from grooming yourself and kind of investigating, kind of going, is anyone else going to shank themselves? Is anyone in the airlock? And you walk into the common room and you see him in the room with the artifact holding it like this.
Someone important come to the comms
aren't working.
Unfortunately, the guy you go, fuck. And he's holding it, and he's looking at it, and he's whispering.
Can I hear what he's whispering?
No, it's not intelligible.
Is the case still around?
Oh yeah, the case is directly in front of him.
So I brought the case from the storage to the common room, opened it up, and pulled out the artifact.
Yes.
Very carefully take the case, put it upside down. Scoop it. And smack.
So I wake up to a smack?
Yeah, you wake up being smacked, standing in the common room.
I got a 0 to punch you. Wait a minute, you're over there. What? How do you have the artifact?
Why did you have it?
I don't! You do!
You had it!
And you're tied to it!
You realize you're naked.
Why do you have the artifact?
Why are you naked?
Sorry, I forgot my boxers before I went to bed. I think I didn't. But it could have happened.
Your boxers are sitting in the artifact room.
Sabotage! This is damn trickery!
Do you recall, you are one of the two people who filled the password.
I find it.
They weren't electronically locked. None of the doors were electronically locked. Computer's down.
I go not gonna get any doors off.
Darius will come out. Does it happen again?
I'm standing there naked.
He was talking...
I can't go in my boxers, it's evidence.
He was talking to someone, to the artifact in some strange language.
How did you disable the shields? Only I know the password.
I'm skilled?
Honey? Was holding that artifact a bad idea?
Yes.
Yes.
Radiation.
You might want to check him for radiation, see how much he has.
My hands glow.
No, they don't.
Metaphorically speaking, my hands glow.
I'll see you in the med bay.
But quick question, was it actually making physical contact or was it floating?
You are making physical contact.
Why was it making physical contact when it was floating over all the other objects? Maybe it has repulsion with metal. I'm sitting there in the middle of the hallway naked, just...
Go to the med bay! You have a bed
Steven,
there.
Steven, it's cold.
My mind's distracted.
Yes, your mind is distracted. Okay, other well, parts of you are not.
Well, you
mandated that he wears clothes.
Kind
of. Though we have a problem. How long was I holding the artifact?
Could you put on some clothes?
I'm talking as I'm walking towards
the I know. Bay. I go with the egg warp off.
Put on my head. How long was I holding the artifact? How long did I have it out of the case?
You only saw him for a few seconds when he went.
No, there was a minute. Comes. Shit.
See, we need help. So I'll keep talking as I go to the med bay, put on one of the gowns. So,
beep. Shit. Where do you want to put this?
Put it back in there.
I recommend getting a welder. We'll weld the door shut and get it open when we get back to the ship.
Is there like anything that I can hide it behind?
Not really. I said I highly recommend we go and weld it shut.
You can put these boxers on top of it.
Maybe that will prevent people from touching it.
Wake up call.
So, do I irradiate massive amounts of...
No, you don't irradiate at all.
You are surprisingly squeaky clean.
Thank you.
Hell, even he irradiates slightly of tachyon. He does not at all.
We have a problem.
Yes, we've had a problem.
No, this is the artifact, which, if it is a device, is actually conscious.
It did make other devices intelligent.
Yeah, but that can be caused by all kinds of different things. That means the device itself is not only conscious, but is able to
for AI
control its abilities.
Spontaneously.
It's next to impossible to happen.
Next to impossible, but it can happen.
Mm-hmm.
You get the right courses of electricity or radiation to the right electronics, it has a chance of happening. But the problem is the device itself...
Number five.
The device itself can actually control its abilities. Because if I was physically contacting, that means, one, it forewent its ability to levitate, and two, it also surpassed its own ability to radiate me, and even irradiated you. It means the device itself is conscious, not just an AI, because AIs operate within certain parameters.
I go back to bed.
Yes, it makes sense.
All the scientists are going in and nerding out with you.
I'm sitting there in the gown, lounging on the med bay while she's running scans on me. I'm like, now you see.
A 10 of 10 scientists.
Apparently, one of them has a nerdgasm.
You might want to check him.
He's premature.
I go to the captain.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any welders on board? Like welding torches or anything?
I have no idea.
Because here's what I suggest.
This is a marine cutter.
Here's what I suggest. We weld the door to the artifact shut. When we get back to this actual ship, we can open it again and we can repair the door. It'd be safer to do that to make sure nobody gets access to the artifact, because the artifact, I was going to show you what it did to my scanner.
Mm-hmm.
Can do that to the ship.
Right, well, we'll get someone working on the propane. We'll get someone to weld it shut.
Okay.
You, Private Red.
And I recommend having, two people watch him do it to make sure nobody...
Yeah, where I would like to watch him do it.
Okay. I don't recommend you be in your battle armor.
No. As you see him kind of welding, kind of... sitting there with a giant propane tank...
Mm.
Suddenly, you basically see one side of it quickly rust, the side that's facing Private Red.
Oh.
Is there anything I could have done to help?
No, because you literally went... You heard a tss, and then you look down, and you see it rust on one side. Just like... Just fall off. And since he's holding fire, propane shooting that way. And you see him blown a good 2 or 3 meters when he hits the wall.
Well, at least he's wearing welding... Well, he should have been wearing welding material. So he would be mostly protected.
Hitting the wall is still going
to
hurt.
Oh, I know. No, the side of his face is going to be burned. He's probably have 30 degree burns on the side of his face, and he's going to probably be unconscious.
His last name was Red.
So he wasn't wearing a red shirt. He's wearing brown leather.
Darius is like...
I can't...
What is Tachyon?
That's a good question. Science has never fully proven what exactly... Tachyon is a tiny particle.
Ask one of the scientists, I don't know.
Which should exist all by itself, but actually they exist in huge clusters and they go out and raise, kind of like gamma radiation. But tachyon isn't actually a form of radiation, it's actually a particle.
It's made up of these tiny, whiny particles.
These whiny dots that stick together.
In theory, it has the ability to actually know how we jump, do it better, go further. We can actually transverse the entire distance of space. Basically, what Tachyon can do is take space and time and do this.
Like rusting something really fast.
Kinda, yeah. In short, we shouldn't be messing with this.
If it's ancient technology, we're supposed to collect it.
Can I play with it? It likes me.
I don't see any better idea right now.
Can I get my sensors? Last time I did it and it got intelligent, you broke it.
Honestly, no.
How else am I supposed to play with it?
Pen and paper.
You were holding it last time.
But I was whispering. I don't know. You know what? I'll do it anyways. I'll open the door. I go over to the artifact turn. Wait. I try turning off the shields.
You have no idea of the button combo.
Wait a minute. Let me see if I could do this before.
His boxers is over, too.
But you lift up your boxers, which have kind of decayed at this point.
I got 8 on computers.
No.
That's it. Going, all right, I don't know how I did it before.
He walks in, punches in some numbers.
I open the box. I pull out my sensors. Is it radiating?
Nope. Zero radiation. Although it is floating.
Are you trying to touch it?
You touch it. It's cool.
I pick it up.
It's now warm.
Like, burning warm or just warm?
No, just warm.
Both hands.
Still just warm.
I sit down. I shall call it William.
It gets slightly warmer.
I think the warmth is agreement.
Wait, what? I've been asleep.
I'm now in the med bay with this poor sap.
William, can you hear me?
It warms up slightly, then cools back down.
Why are you here?
Yes or no answer.
It burns a message into your head.
Ah!
At this point, you wake up in the cabin, and you basically have stuck the orb into the control panel.
I look back at the captain. Sir, did you really let me do that?
You see him basically holding a gun at you at this point, like, how the hell did you get up here?
As I said, space, time.
Right, get that out.
I put my hand on it. Do you want to go out?
It gets freezing cold.
I don't think it'll let me.
I don't care.
I really don't think it's a smart idea, sir. Sir, let me, on a scale of 1 to 10, let me tell you how bad of an idea I think this is. Do you like living?
Okay. It's had control of the computer system for a while. If it wanted us dead, it could have.
Let's say at this point your options are insanity or death.
I prefer to be death, but I'm not there.
Alright, we'll leave it there.
My bad idea senses are tingling, and I have no idea why.
Oh, by the way, would you go mind waking up... is it Lieutenant Sergeant is what you are, right?
Lance Corporal.
Do you mind waking up the Lance Corporal so we can see what insanity I've done, so that way I have to report back my fun activities?
What's your last name again?
McAllister.
Lance Corporal McAllister! Port cockpit, now! Double time!
Sir, yes, sir.
Is the computer back up and running now?
Oh, yeah. You walk in, you see this nice kind of semi-sphere sticking out of the control panel.
I had fun.
He let me.
No, he appeared in the cockpit and did it.
You, Brig, now.
No, I'm here working with William. With your permission, sir.
This is so above my pay grade.
Wait, aren't you like the best paid person on the ship?
No, I'm just security, please.
Not true. So yeah, I'm working with William at this point, so I have to ignore that order. Isn't that right, William?
Sir, permission to go get smashed, sir?
Granted. Right. And now that it's in the control panel, the remaining few days go completely without incident.
I'll spend my time up in the cockpit talking to William.
Okay.
I debate on whether or not it's a good idea to become an alcoholic.
Good idea.
Would you like to play a game, William?
It gets freezing cold.
Oh.
It was just chess.
Steven, as you are as you guys are pulling up to the ship, again, popping out of warp, William shoots into your chest and disappears.
Does he just knock me back or anything? Just
nope. As though it was just energy.
Is there a hole in the panel now?
Nope.
I go find the captain.
You know, I almost wish I was back on the ground.
Sir,
fighting.
At least things made sense there.
Sir, bullet signed.
I need to be experimented on.
I agree.
Studied.
I agree. What makes you think the things you do drink are another. A good idea?
Drink another. Trust me. It's a good idea. So I'm going to go to the med bay now and run some scans on myself and have your wife run some further scans. Though if she goes to anal probing, I'm going to have to point her towards
your direction. I think he wants to have sex with your wife.
I'll kill him.
Yes, and you easily will.
Oh. As you hear from the cockpit,
this is the SS Louisiana Purchase.
What is your last name?
Alakalon.
Alakalon. Dr. Alakalon, report to the medbay. Please. I go sit in the medbay and wait.
I think we're supposed to answer that call.
This is the SS Blunderbuss. Returning with Scout Teams 2, 3, Marine Detachment, and Captain Darius. We have a piece of ancient technology that apparently is going haywire.
Not anymore.
Ask for assistance.
There's nothing wrong with you. What?
Right here.
The orb kitchen.
And basically the reply is, hold current distance. And that's honestly where we're going to call this session.
Okay, Carol, now you take these notes, and then we're about ready to begin.
Okay, sure.
Well, what are you two doing here? We don't record until tomorrow.
We're making a new promo for All Games Considered, since you were dragging your feet getting one written.
Hey.
She's right, though. It's been too long, and a lot has happened since the last promo.
Yeah, like winning the Gold Ennie for Best Gaming Podcast for 2009.
You mean the one you try to work into the conversation every other episode?
Hey.
Now, there's more than that. There's the new format.
You mean the main show every 2 weeks and the assortment of other features in the meantime?
Right, like games you may never have heard of, the review and new shows.
Don't forget the RPG buffet.
And on the main show, we have more time to focus on gaming topics.
Like board and card games.
And RPGs.
And the people who play them, from the old school to the newest of the new.
But no changeling. Hey!
Find out more at agcpodcast.info. All games considered, because there's more than one true way to play.
You've
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.